Blog Talk Radio.
Is calling. You know what? This song is dedicated to Rebecca Hose. Again, you know what? Guys, we are not going to just walk away from this fight. You know, if everyone else in the conceited soap world think, oh, they are just going to forget that you fired one of the greatest actors of all time. And, you know, we cannot forget you know, forget what they did. I mean, what they did was a bad thing. Okay, I'm going to bring on Terry. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, they did a bad.
I went on to the General Hospital Facebook page, and we've been spamming them. You know, and it's just funny how they think that they're going to chase us away. They want us to get out. And I'm like, I go on there and I have stated, like, you know what, it's not about, you know, Liz or Jason or Sam or Jason anymore. It's about Becky now. And it's not just about Becky. It's about, you know, how the fans who've been watching the show forever are just fed up that they're getting rid of these legacy characters and characters with history on this show, and they're catering to, like, the real young viewers and all that. So we just lost a couple people.
Okay, I'm bringing Al and Audrey on now, too. Hey, you.
Hey, how are you?
Audrey's on. Okay.
Hello.
No, I'm good. You didn't tell me you were sick. I mean, I know you had that migraine.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm okay.
Sick.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay, I'm bringing Allie on, too. Hey, y'all.
Hey, I was wondering why nobody was freaking listening to me. God, Carly.
Okay,
you were clear.
You can kill me later, okay? Okay, you guys, so do you guys want my big enough for now or at the end of the show? Because I could be really, really a pain in the butt, but I'm this excited.
What you DM'd me about?
Yeah, my announcement.
Yeah.
I already know
what
it is.
So what did
anyway.
You guys want? Did you want to know?
You're out to the end of it because I have work tomorrow morning, so.
Yeah, you might as well do it
okay,
now
well,
and let everybody know.
Okay, fine. Well, number one, the website will be ready tonight at midnight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and my next announcement, you guys, Monday night, Bradford is here.
Yay!
Bradford and...
Bradford
is okay, I'm going to need, because, you know, Cherry nervous like I am, so... Allie or Audrey, you guys are going to have to call in. One of you is designated to call in because if Cherry gets nervous, I'm going to lose the calls because he's not going to know what to say. So
I will definitely be here for the whole show because I won't have to work on Tuesday. And plus, guess what?
That's why you're off on Tuesday.
Guess what?
Oh,
yeah. Announcements, Carly. I'm going to announce now that the Rant Room will be coming back on Tuesday.
Yay!
So cool. And
yay!
I'm
going
to make it 10 p.m. Eastern, and it'll be, I think, 7 p.m. over there on the West Coast. But Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yay, the Rant Room is back.
Yeah. I'm coming back. I think I'm going to have more of a structure to the show. And that way I can give everybody a chance to talk and not have people talking over each other and stuff like that. So
yeah. You guys, we really need to work on that. I mean, I know all of us are passionate, crazy and everything, but I think we need to work on this a little not talking over each other. I mean, we don't do it all the time, but I know sometimes we do, so maybe we can work on that. But, yeah, I am so excited. The Rant is coming back because, I have been missing the Rant Room because I was on so that I had to be political correct and not say how I really truly felt. So I felt a bit isolated from the real world, not being able to say what I really wanted to say. And,
maybe if we hint, on Monday night while Bradford is on, maybe I'll be able to get him to come over.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Exactly. Yeah, it's Bradford and a couple.
Brianna Brown. I haven't heard anything from her.
Well, you know what? I know that a lot of people really haven't been on Twitter that much. I know it.
Yeah, not all of the actors have Twitter accounts. I mean, not all of them are on Twitter. You know. Okay, Carlos, can I just say it feels so weird?
Okay, why?
I told you, I asked you if you saw my highlights yet. I got blonde highlights put in my really, really dark hair.
Oh.
I thought it looked good. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it looks good.
And
so
Jerry, what did you think?
Huh?
What did you think of, Tio, you saw them too, right?
Saw what? And a lot of people are liking my comments that I wrote on here, and and some of the haters are commenting on mine thing too. So I respond back to theirs too, but I've stopped that now. But because there's no consistency.
Yeah, and Allie, you made such a great choice.
Huh?
I was just telling Allie, she made a great choice picking Kelly to be the miss for you because she loved it.
Well, I know I did.
No, well, I mean, and a lot of people come, like, I added a few people today. Somebody, as soon as I added her, she said, thanks, she's the only character that I really, really love on there, you know, and I'm like, you're welcome.
Yeah,
it's been really cool on there, too. It's been really nice.
Yeah.
There's no fights or anything or whatever, so,
the Save
you know.
Rebecca page?
A lot of people have
Save
stopped.
Rebecca page? Is that what the page you're talking about, the Save Rebecca page?
Yeah, the Save Rebecca page.
Yeah, there's some really
cool people
on
nice.
There.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have people just join it that want to. I don't, you know, because they're not being added
all of a sudden.
Not they're knowing it, so.
That's why I don't go to the regular Facebook, GH Facebook page, because I want to be with people who have my opinion. You know, when you go to a general thing, you have every fan of every, and it's so negative. I mean,
when people said they were spamming, I went over to the GH board and people said they were spamming it. I went in there and I go, at least we're spamming for a good cause. Just keep up the spamming, people. You know, I was just trying to be funny, you know,
and they were saying on Twitter, you know, it's the double standard. Because if this had been, let's put the shoe on the other foot. Let's say Becky was the beloved one and Kelly was the one who was being treated like that. You don't think they'd be doing the exact same thing?
Exactly. I even wrote that on there. I wrote that on here. I said, what if it had been Kelly or Sam? That was like, don't, you guys would be doing the same thing, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I'm just so done with them.
I even went on here. I go, it's not about the liaison or just Sam Fan Wars anymore. It's about Becky supporting her and all that. And I even wrote on that. I'm putting liaison aside. It's not about that anymore. So
can I just say one thing? How what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even think of the word I'm looking for. You know that Soapnet is doing
Valentine's
Day.
Oh, that's okay. That happens to me every day.
I saw that on their Valentine's Day marathon,
and they're doing Liz and Lucky. They're doing the, when they have to say their vows at the church. And I'm like, what a
blast. Sorry, I didn't know that.
That's what I saw when you posted it on there, and I thought, oh, exactly. Why are they all doing that? That's just another
You know what they are repeating? Robin and Patrick's wedding. Okay, tell me if I'm right. Lynn was in Robin's wedding party, right?
I don't remember
that green dress and Jason talked to right before the service.
I don't think she went to the party. I mean, she went to the wedding, but I don't know if she was a bridal. Because I think Maxie
was the only one.
Yeah.
No, because I thought it was him and Maxie. I thought she had Maxie for the maid of honor and there's for, you know, the Biden maid. But I was thinking, I think we are making thrive with this whole thing. The Swiss bird was filled up today. Oh, we have another call. A new one. 781, you're on mail with us.
Hey, it's Elise.
781.
It's Elise.
Oh, hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Carly, how are you doing?
Good. I was going to like I was saying to everyone, I think we are making strides. I think they are listening. You know, the switchboard was filled up today. I called Ann Sweeney's office. I called Brian Bonner's office. And I wasn't like the nicest person in the whole wide world. And, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to just be nice to him. After what he did, and I was put on hold for 2 minutes on Brian Bonner's office because the phone was ringing off the hook. And I'm thinking, you know what, come on, let's do this. Let's really do it because I have a feeling we are going to save this job.
Well, I read on Twitter this morning, I can't remember who, maybe it was liaison.org or stecky.org or one of those, that was saying that Jamie and the other podcast members from D.C. were on some Sirius radio station this morning, and they were talking about this, and they were saying that we are being heard, but there's being heard and being listened to are two different things.
Right.
So, you know, we may be being heard, but it's whether or not they're actually listening. So, you know, that's the key.
I agree.
I just have the feeling we all, you know, I just have this feeling that we, you know, probably are being listened to. And, you know, it's just going to, you know, and, you know, I think with everyone boycotting February sweeps,
that's the key, yeah.
It's going to be like, and Audrey, you said today something to me on Twitter, and I didn't get back to you yet, about, should we call that place?
No, I Twittered Smile Train, because somebody said on Facebook, should we let Smile Train know? You know, that's Becky's cause. She
yes,
and when she does, she calls. Yeah, and I just Twittered them
just
to say I didn't know if they knew she had been fired. I didn't want to make a stink or anything, but I just thought maybe, you know, you'd
want to.
No,
actually,
yeah, I thought about that.
Has anybody checked her Facebook, her blog page, her Rebecca Hervis page? I can go on it right now. Hold on. The thing is, I had emailed and I had tweeted Michael twice to see if she would call in, but I think she's still in shock.
Yeah.
And I don't think
right now it's really hard for her. Yeah.
Yeah, just sending mail. See, so they changed the address where you can send mail to her already. So
what?
I don't even know where last. Yeah. The studio has changed. The studio has changed policy for stuff. I know that. But now it's going to Michael in Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. That's where they live, Sherman Oaks, California. So it's going
officially,
basically
they're
to their
officially,
house.
They're officially edging her out then.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I read somewhere
that
Lucky's going to get custody of the kids.
You mean storyline wise?
Oh, hold on. Bridget is on the line too. Hey, Bridget.
Hey, girls.
Sorry, I don't want to pick up everybody's.
I am so glad you were able to join us. We missed you Monday night.
I know. I kept trying to call in, and it kept telling me no answer.
What?
So I think you were ignoring me, Carly. I know how you are. I see how
you
know
are.
Well,
you know
what?
Okay.
And I had a good saying, too, and you just flattened me right down. I'm all right. Karma's a bitch, let me tell you what.
I'm going to interrupt you guys for 1 second. I'm really sorry. But I just found on Facebook, she does have, this is the official Facebook page. It just came up today, the official Facebook page for Rebecca. It's run by her fan club. And it says, Rebecca Hurst Online, Brian Franz, Seymour. and Bob Guza, and it gives you the address that you can write to them, because it says, here's mission number 3 for the day. Take the email you sent to the magazines, print 2 copies directly from your sent box, sign your name at the bottom, and then mail them to Brian, Franz, and Guza. Maximize your voice, and addresses can be found below. This is fairly new because she never had a Facebook page before or a fan page. So this is new, and it just started when she got let go. I just think she's gotten ripped off. I really do. I mean, she's been on.
Yeah.
I think Michael's taking the high road.
Whoever's on my Facebook page, I can send this to you guys to add to like the page.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think Michael's taking the high road, but I think Becky's just in state of shock. I mean, I really think
she's in shock too.
Well, you know what? I think a lot.
I was listening to his podcast today on the Daytime Confidential that he did like right after the news, and he said that he heard from 2 sources that she was literally on the floor in tears.
Is that when Kelly and Julie and Kirsten were laughing at her?
Oh my gosh! You know.
You know, every time I hear about that, I get all mad
I know, me too.
You know, because this is something that Ryan said on our last podcast when we had the Saturday night, when he was on Maison Radio, that, you know, when he heard about Becky leaving, you know, that woman, he really thought it was Kristen Stones with the blind item or whatever. I thought about this, and I thought, and you know, you guys, I love my sticks, you know that, but I'm thinking, wait a moment, you know what? You know, we were talking to about someone that has been there for like 15 years, I mean, and dedicated her thing. Oh, hi, Julie.
Hello, girls. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you? Well, can I just say, if these 3 are the only 3 that have a problem with Becky, because everybody else on that show seems to love her, then the problem with Becky, it's them. And this is a woman who is the mother of 3 children. This is her livelihood. You don't laugh at somebody because of that.
I know.
I have no respect for those.
And what pissed me off
the gloves
was that
are
she just got back
from maternity leave.
She just got back from maternity leave, and then they give her the pink slip.
They're Franz's pets, and they think they're excuse my French, they think their shit don't stink.
You know what it is? They brought
Vanessa
back, and the money's not there.
I'm sure they laughed if Vanessa had gotten fired, too. I mean, it's a jealousy thing.
And
I mean, they brought Vanessa back, they brought Theo on now, and now they got this new other guy that's on there, bringing new people in, and they're getting rid of the old, you know, people
because
that, you know, the history,
which
is ridiculous.
It's less money.
Yes,
exactly. Three newbies caught is equal to one Rebecca Herr.
If they're worried about money, get rid of Tony Geary, because he's on vacation more times than he's working.
Well, it's in a contract.
He's a hell of a lot more than Rebecca is.
Sure.
Walk his
early '70s, but the thing is, it's in his contract that that was the only way he was gonna stay was he gets to go to Holland for Christmas and all summer. And Jeannie Francis, when she wanted to come back, she wanted the exact same contract, and they wouldn't give it to her.
Well, no, Jeannie Francis she and Jill Farron Phelps. Jill Farron Phelps is a weight bigot, and she doesn't like women.
Yeah, thank you.
And so that was why Jeannie Francis left. I'm sure that when she was coming back and forth, she probably did want that kind of contract.
She did. She wanted the same
contract because of the weight thing.
Right.
And Jill Farron Phelps is the worst executive producer in history. She has ruined every show she's ever produced, you know. So,
yeah, she has, as a matter of fact.
You know what's funny? I didn't see Jeannie Francis weight as an issue ever. I mean, I didn't think, like, she gained a ton of weight.
She looks like a real woman. People that are married and have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
what you look like.
It's like my mom. And said that I you never get your way back. I mean, what? I mean, maybe baby number one, two, you mind? But my mom had four kids. She said she never got her way back. And I'm blaming my little brother, not me, because I was kid number three. But no, I just think being friends is great. I thought she always was beautiful. I've always loved all of her storyline, except making Laura go crazy and think she killed. Oh, God, what's his face?
Rick. Rick, her stepdad.
And Jerry and I were debating, and we were not fighting the people. No, we were talking about they could have brought back Tom Hardy. And, okay, but the Tom Hardy thing, okay, he is a Hardy. He was, because I thought he was a Baldwin. I thought it was something like, he got adopted from the Hardys, or was that someone else? Because I thought there was like a Baldwin Hardy adoption way back.
Audrey was married. That was the guy who raped her with Scotty's father, right? But I don't know.
When she was younger, when she was a teenager, I think.
Well, no. Remember, Audrey was when the whole rape storyline went on with Liz. Audrey told her the story about being married to a man. It was Scotty's father, and she'd had the child. She'd had a son, and I'm pretty sure that was Tom.
I think it was too. But they never came out with that though. They never even caught the guy or anything that I know of.
Because Jeff is not Audrey's son. Jeff is Steve's son, but
Jeff
that was to somebody else. Yeah, Liz and Sarah were, and Steve, well, not Steve, but Liz and Sarah are, well, yeah, Steve too, are
Steve too has,
Audrey's
they all have the same
step-grandchildren.
Father.
They are her step-grandchildren.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay,
and
well, I
was saying the other night about
the
legacy characters. You were asking if Lucky was born on screen. Yes, Lucky was born on screen. He was born in 1985.
Yes,
it was right before Luke and Laura left. He was born, and then they left. They didn't come back until Lucky was 9 or 10 or whatever, but he was born on screen, yes.
I was in 1985, I don't remember that.
Because that's when Luke and Laura left the first time.
I was 15 then. Oh, my Lord. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
and I remember that.
Me too.
I remember it too. They were in Mexico. Or they came back from Mexico. They were in Mexico or they came back from Mexico. There was a whole Mexican thing because it was Robert and that's my man, Robert.
Oh.
And Sean and Tiffany and all them. And
I love Sean and Tiffany.
I love Sean and Tiffany too.
Do you remember when Sean had the affair with Monica?
The funniest wedding GH ever had was Sean and Tiffany's when her real name came up.
Yep.
Oh my God, you talk about laughing. I mean, and Duke and Robert were the best men, and they're standing there laughing their ass off because they never knew that her real name, I forget what her real name was, but it was some hokey.
It was
from West Virginia or something.
Right.
Oh,
she
changed
it.
When she wore that really awful looking pink get up, was that the wedding? Oh, I remember that. Ugly looking hat and dress she wore that. Ugh, it was gross.
She changed her name because she was an actress.
Yeah, she was
and
an
her
actress.
Name was some
and
funky
she came
name.
On when Luke, Laura, and Robert were stuck on the island.
Yeah.
And because that's when I started watching it was during the Ice Princess.
And Ice Princess,
And I can remember, because, see, I didn't know that Luke had raped Laura. All I remember is there's a scene where I can
always
remember the scene.
Well,
I didn't know.
We were too young to understand.
And I can remember a scene where they were in a hotel room, and she would not let him sleep in the bed, and he had to sleep in the bathtub.
They put the curtains
up.
Yeah, I remember
that.
Him in his afro hair.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Yes, they were hilarious back in the day.
Yeah.
I was a big Luke and Laura fan back then.
Me too.
Their adventures were fun to watch because you never knew what was going to happen with those
two.
And then when they went down the river.
When they went down the river over the
falls, that was a good one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and more about when they were maybe coming back the second time, you know, when Lucky were on his own and with him, when they had them out of the plane, and Laura was like, the big, we, you know, she couldn't move out the big. I just love the adventures of them. I mean,
I was hopeful
in the day they actually divorced. I'm like, no, they are not going to. And when they did, it was like, I'm like, that's not nice of you, General Hospital.
Because Laura got divorced, it became obvious that Guza, and that was under Guza, it became obvious that Guza did not care about legacy. He did not care about romance. He did not care about fan bases. He did not
care about, he came right out and said
he was going to break Luke and Laura up, and he didn't give a rat's ass.
Exactly.
So,
and all he wanted to do was concentrate on the mob aspect.
Right, right. And I said this before, I love Jason and I love Sonny.
Me too.
But it's too much mob.
It needs to be a happy medium.
It is called General Hobby Mob Central.
I know, it's daytime TV. Where's the romance? Where's, you know,
it's Sopranos like, and they can't even
get to be more like the Sopranos.
Yeah, I just want to say what Ali said in the room for me. Rebecca Hoops Online will be, we've been made aware that this rumor going around about Becky last taped of the 20, January 28th. That is not the case. Becky will tape in him most. You know what I'm thinking? You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, if she does get a repeat and all this, you know, I'm thinking, you know what, this guy, I do want to get to the Libtator dog, though, because I keep going in my mind, you know, this was Kelly. I'm probably going to get hate mail, but I don't think in this it will be outrage. I think, yeah, their fan base might say something, but I don't think their fan base would go to the level that we've been going for the last 8 days, like calling every day, writing letters and everything. I don't think they will go do that.
It's not like she's been a part of that show for like, she's not a legacy character.
She's only been there 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not.
Yeah, and I want to clear something up. You don't have to be born on the screen to be a legacy character. That's the whole world, in my opinion, because,
you don't have to be. And
yes.
Sam is not a legacy character because Alexis is not a legacy character.
Yeah,
because they're not a legacy family.
Yeah.
So she's not a legacy
character. You know why? I was
talking about Alexis. Are not really a legacy character either. They've been on the show for, like, not that, really. Are they, like, considered a legacy character, too, or what? I mean,
Who?
The Cassadines.
The Cassadines aren't legacy.
No, they're not legacy either.
No. Okay, so, I mean, I was thinking about other soaps, and I was thinking, okay, you know, and this is my view. I thought, you know what, Victory is one of the, you know, because Victory's been on since the 80s. And I'm like, Victory is a legacy character, but since I hate Stefano, I decided that he's not, but, I mean, you know, I mean, I think both of them, you know, on dates have legacy. You know, I mean, their characters are, you know, people know Stefano and Victor. But I don't know if you could say they are legacy, like, you know, that Francis Reed was legacy. I mean, you know, but, I mean, for people to say you have to be born on screen to be legacy, that's why I'm like, okay, where did you hear that from, people? Because that is just not true.
Well, they have to look in the dictionary what legacy means, and it is inherited. Becky is inherited. She's a Weber Hardy. She is a legacy character because she is in that family.
That's her grandfather.
So she inherited that name, so she is a legacy character.
Here's Simon Nelson from TV Guide. It says here, it would be unwise to kill off a legacy character like Liz, since Lucky and Liz remain one of GH's legendary super couples. Even though I didn't like Liz over the past year, I love to hate her and certainly never wanted to see her off the show. Liz had an incredible journey ahead of her, one I thought would begin with her returning to her bitchy roots and one that would end her back as Lucky's wife. Let's face it, Liz only had one way to go, and that's up.
That's true. I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum. They did this was all done on purpose.
I know.
I totally agree with you, too.
It was an agenda. I don't know what – this is going to backfire either way on them. It's backfiring already.
It backfires on them because
get rid of
all they have – all Jason and – I said this in chat. I mean, and it's been said many times by other people. GH only had a few buzzworthy things going for them, and one of the main things was the Jason and Sam versus Jason and Liz. And if you're taking Jason and Liz out of the equation, what does Jason and Sam have left?
Nothing.
If you're banking on everything with Jason and Sam, let's say Becky leaves. Okay, let's say this doesn't work. She doesn't get put back on there. I'm just saying hypothetically, Carl.
Yeah.
Just go along with me,
okay?
Okay. Let's just say she doesn't.
I'm
get
going
back
along
on there.
With you.
If Jason and Sam are all they have and they tank the ratings, who do they have to blame then? They can't blame
nobody
Liz.
But them.
They can't blame Jason and Liz.
Exactly.
So they have nobody to blame.
You guys, we have
sit back.
You guys, we have another call.
I'm going to sit back and just, I'm not watching. I'm going to sit back and let them see what they're doing to their show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to laugh. I'm going to enjoy this roller coaster of a ride that they've just, you know, hope they did whatever, you know, or.
Well, karma's going to hit them.
All right,
you guys,
we have another caller, too. 252, you're on the air with us.
Hi, this is Tawana from North Carolina.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. listen to you guys, but they're going to so regret it because people now want her for the show. And it's going to come back and bite them big time.
Yep.
If she's not put back on, it's like I told Franz on his voicemail the other day. I go, you know what? You don't know what you just did, but you know, really, you this command suicide, you know, daytime suicide with what you're doing. I mean, you stopped moving. AMC California was going to save you waiting. Okay, it had done nothing for them. And you doing this at Rebecca Hurst is like doing something mean to your own grandmother. Okay, maybe I should put it that way. But I got mad, and I understand that because it's true. I mean,
getting rid of Erica Kane on All My Children or something.
Yeah, that would be
getting rid of like
of
baby
children.
On, I don't know, on Days of Our Lives, the legacy people on there, like, I don't know, Maggie Horton on Days of Our Lives or something, or, you know, on One Life to Live. They're gonna lose their they're gonna lose the heartbeat of their show. And Liz, somebody said on a radio show, is the heartbeat of that show. You know,
it's the heart and soul of that show.
I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but I mean, she started as a teenager with Jagger and Karen.
I know.
Before Jason even had his accident.
Yes, she was even on the. On in 97, was it? I think it was in 97 she started, didn't she?
Well, no, Jason
had
his accident back in 96.
Yeah, Jason had it in 96, right?
He had his accident when Becky came on.
Yeah, Becky came on when in 97. Jason was already Jason Morgan. And Karen Jagger were long gone before she came on.
Because there was a big thing with, I remember Lucky,
Karen
had a crush on
Sarah.
Lucky had a big crush on Sarah, and Becky had a crush. Becky was the
Nicholas
bad girl, a teenager.
See what it was.
And
to
I
say
did,
Sarah.
I liked Stella and Lucky together. When Liz came on,
yeah,
I kind
of
didn't like her.
Of 07,
I kind of didn't like her at first when she came on because she was kind of getting in with Sarah and Lucky because I was liking Sarah and Lucky, and then I didn't really like Liz at first, but then I grew to love her. So.
Sarah and Lucky sucked. It was supposed to be Lucky, Sarah, and Nicholas. But when Becky came on and they saw the chemistry between her and JJ, that's when they started edging Sarah out.
And you know what?
Exactly.
Becky was the it girl. She was the it girl back in those days, too.
Oh, yeah.
She loved her.
She was the it girl until Franz came on.
Until Franz and Courtney and Sam and whatever, they came on. And then
I still talked to Courtney, as a matter of fact, Alicia.
What was that?
Courtney that came on, you know, Alicia.
Yeah,
she was the
girl
from
the too. I still talk to her.
Oh, do
her
you really?
Her brother lives right down the street from me.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember her on Another World. She played Allie on Another World.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And, you know,
with Courtney and Jason, I could tolerate them. I tolerated Courtney and Jason.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew eventually that they would have to put Jason and Liz together. Come on, they're such a popular couple. Everybody loved them. I stayed away from General Hospital for a few years and then I came back when they had their Night of Passion and, you know, and.
I think the difference is that there were a few things that Alicia said that annoyed me, but she wasn't as arrogant about certain things.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference. And I think that even though Franz had a thing for Alicia too, he has much more of a thing for Kelly.
He wasn't as blatant as with Sam.
Yeah, it wasn't as blatant.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as agenda driven. You know what I'm saying?
So
I think that's the difference. I think that's why people can pretty much put up with Courtney.
Have you guys noticed in the past couple of months how he's recycling the storylines he has for Liz? And take it towards Sam.
Mm-hmm.
How he started lighting.
Now he started
his hair like Rebecca's hair was lighting. How he started wearing the curls and everything that she used to wear. They stopped putting on Kelly. Yeah. They couldn't do the storyline, so they tried to make her appearance. And it wasn't working.
Right.
They know. That's what is so frustrating about this whole thing. They know how popular Liz and Jason are.
Yes.
They know that Jason and Sam are not working. They know that they're not going to bring in the
ratings.
There's
too many Jason and Sam fans.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. They know this. But Franz is so egomaniacal where it comes to his couples. And you are going to like them whether you want to or not. He is going to force feed them down your throat. And if you don't like them, you better stand out of the way because he's going to screw you over.
And that's what this is about.
Becky's fans. This is more about Becky's fans than it is about Becky for me.
Yeah.
He is saying you to the butt Becky fans.
That's what I think, too. Exactly what I have said in my mind and on Facebook. I said, basically, he's saying fuck you to the Liz and Becky fans.
He is going to make Becky
case,
fans.
Well, you know he hates us because he's called a soap terrorist, and he can be trained.
We're bombarding. He said that as a probably just like a, just as a quote or something. Because I don't think we were that bad back in the day.
What I'm afraid of is with all this bombarding that it's going to work the opposite direction and that we're going to get screwed even more because, you know, he is, like I said, he is so egomaniacal about this.
Putting a damper on I'm kidding.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying stop.
I understand how you feel about it, too, because.
Yeah. I think what we're doing is fantastic, and Becky needs to know that that her fans are out there fighting for her. But I think that we also have to be realistic, and we have to be realistic, and we have to, you know, there's no guarantee that this is going to work, and you have to keep that in mind. And, you know, I agreed with what Silas was saying the other night. You know, it can backfire on Becky. It really can.
Yeah.
And Brian Franz is something else. I mean, he is just.
I don't like him. I met him at Super Soap Week. He was a jerk.
But he's as Allie said, or didn't Allie? You still on the air? Are you still on here?
Yeah.
Even though the ratings are not as good, but they're bringing in a profit. Isn't that what you said? You were saying once they don't really care because they're bringing in a profit, an even profit, right?
Because they own their own company.
So they don't really give a shit how the ratings turn out as long as they're bringing that
profit. As long as they're making money. And that's why if they don't win, why sweeps is so important is because it allows them to make up what they want to charge advertisers to advertise during their shows.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
If February tanks, they can't ask for as much money.
If the ratings are low and they don't.
If they go down, they can't ask for as much money. If they start losing money, that's where it has to be hit. It's like Carly says, well, I can't boycott GH. Well, if you want
you need to during
these couple of weeks, you have to find a different way to watch it. You cannot be giving them ratings. You have got to make the ratings tank. It's the only way that they're going to start losing money, and it's the only way that things are going to change.
I agree with that, too. I have been watching Scrubs, so I have been watching their scenes on YouTube. And today I watched their scene, and Liz was on there, and I didn't want to watch it, but I did, and,
Okay,
I was, like, almost in tears. I was like, they're getting rid of this beautiful person and character and actress, and for what?
I want to know what our last final air date is. Does anybody know?
It's sometime in late March.
Rebecca,
after the sweep. They only have her airing through the sweep to
I hear, and then I'm hearing rumors that Franco's gonna kill her. How come all of a sudden now they're going to have Liz kill
I don't think she's going to die.
Whatever.
I think they're going to leave it open to bring her back at one point.
I hope so because
of all the backlash. They really need, I know he wants her off the show, and I know he wants her fans gone, but he really does need to leave an opening because he really does.
Yeah.
I don't think they even knew it was going to be the outcry that it has become. I don't think he thought for second that it
was
going to
be
I don't think he underestimated.
Or any of these other psychos that they just brought on, or Theo and all these other idiots. That they just brought on. I think they should get rid of them and keep Becky.
And you know what?
Because
they could have came up to her and said, "We're going to have to do a pay cut or something, or something like that, or work less."
Storyline reasons. But when I talked to Jason, Steve Burton, he said it is storyline reasons, and it's going to be partially about the Franco storyline.
You know what? Sometimes I think they're just. They got to say things. I don't know, because I don't know. Maybe they're on the contract,
and they can't talk about the storyline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's why.
Like all day yesterday from 12 hours, we taped in Brenda's wedding, so.
Yeah.
Oh,
apparently,
really?
Ingo got in trouble because he spoke out on Twitter. And I don't know, they were saying on Facebook today that Ingo feels like he's the next to go, and that's why he's been writing
things on Twitter, like he's trying to get people to write for him, and he's
been trying to peel out the fans because he wants to know if people would fight for him the way they are for Becky. And the same thing for Nathan fans on Days of Our Lives. Now all of a sudden they're going to Twitter trying to get people. I guess people have seen the way people are fighting for Becky,
well,
that all these other fired people.
Really,
see, but they don't understand
really
that there's
going
a,
on with
they
daytime
don't have
the TV favorite. Right now.
The problem is the difference between,
you got to look at it this way, okay? Years ago, okay, radio came out. The families hung around listening to the radio. Then TV came out. Everybody watched TV. Now everything's internet. Everybody's watching Netflix on their internet or on their computers or watching ABC Daytime on SoapNet. SoapNet's gone soon. So then they'll be watching it online.
Thank God.
At their time, you know, so the ratings go by at the 3 o'clock, you know, programming, the regular program. They don't go by the other programming. They don't go by, you know, watching it online.
Question.
Well, they try to,
I have
but
a
they
question.
Really can't. I mean, they can't really judge who's watching online.
Yeah,
like
I have
that.
A
no,
question.
Ratings may be actually maybe better than what they're posting in Nielsen.
Exactly.
But
and Steve said there's something going on around, you know, daytime right now that there's just everybody's, like, afraid they're going to walk into work one day and get a pink slip.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
I have a question.
Kelly had that stupid tweet, but, you know, I have no respect for her, so she can get
No, me neither. I don't either.
Yeah, I know.
Kelly, why would she say?
I have a question.
Oh,
I have a question. Why is...
What did Kelly say?
She tweeted that she was...
Kelly said...
made her worried about daytime. That Becky's firing made her worried about daytime because it meant anybody could lose their job.
Well, that's what Steve said, too. Steve said the same thing.
Replaceable.
Oh, those two, they'll be the last ones to go.
I'm sorry, I love
Unless
Kelly. I hung out with Kelly at Super Soap Weekend, and we had a blast. Me, Laura Wright, Michael Easton, we all went dancing to one of the clubs on the boardwalk. We had a blast. They are totally different in person.
You
guys
know Laura Wright?
Huh?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We love Laura Wright, so...
Did you meet Becky?
Yep, Becky and Michael and the kids were all there, and her Becky's mother and father were there, they made a weekend out of it, a week out of it as a, you know, family vacation.
Yeah, they always did that,
Becky didn't go out dancing with us at the boardwalk, you know, because she wanted to spend time with her family,
well,
but I had dinner with her one night. Yeah, well, I had dinner, me and my husband had dinner with her one night, her and her family, and then... Saturday night, it was me, Michael Easton, Kelly, Laura.
You kind of have
it
a little
a bunch
in with the actors, huh?
And I went to the boardwalk, to the
Becky
club.
Said,
and it closed
just,
the
I'm
club.
I'm not a Kelly Monaco fan. I'm sure you had a good time with her, and that's great, but I'm just not a fan.
But she had a signing, you know, like, you know, at 8:30 a.m., and she was fucking trashed. And I'm like, there's no way you're going to make your 8:30 signing for her fans. And she's like, no, I'm going to tell them to change it to the afternoon. So she did a back-to-back.
Doesn't she drink
session.
A lot? Isn't she always trashed? She seems to be trashed at all of her events.
No, she just likes to drink beer, and she's not,
I can relate to that. I like to drink beer, too.
She's a beer girl, but now she just found out she's allergic to it.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, that's what's been making her allergies so bad. And she went to the allergist, and that's what the hops and... all kinds of stuff she's allergic to. It's crazy. That's why she's so tiny. She can barely eat anything. She's got food allergies so bad. But her, I mean, I'm the same height as her.
I go back and forth on her, you know. It's
some
like,
asshole brought her freaking, I remember, I don't know if you guys know, but years ago when she was a kid, she was 18, she did a Playboy layout years and years ago.
I remember
and some
hearing
asshole that. Brought it to Disney and wanted her to sign it, and she wouldn't sign it. And he got removed from Disney.
Oh, really? Wow.
She was like, look, I was a kid.
She was with Playmate, though.
She was like, look, I was a kid. I didn't understand the business at the time, you know, and I'm lucky and fortunate that that didn't ruin my reputation, you know.
I liked her on Port Charles. I liked her when she played Livy in Port Charles, you know, and everything.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's how, you know.
I loved her when I loved her chemistry with Michael E. Knight. I'm not Michael E. Knight. I'm sorry.
Michael Easton.
I love their chemistry. I was in love with those.
Oh, my God. He is so not like his character on One Life to Live. He is so funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's married, too.
I love
right?
him.
He's married, too,
no.
right?
Yeah, he's married. He wouldn't even let me pay for my own tab at the club. He picked up my tab for me. I was like, you don't have to do that.
I think it's great that they're like that in real life.
And
if I've misjudged Kelly, I apologize. But, you know, you hear all these different stories about her. So
last night, Kristen Elderson did a phone call with one of the other blog talk girls, and and there was so many people on, I didn't even get a chance to talk to her. But I've met her a million times at Super Soap. I mean, I watched her grow up, you know, on the show.
Yeah.
And people were so nervous just to talk to her. I'm like, people get so nervous to talk to them. And I'm like, they're just people doing their job.
Yeah.
Right, right.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So are you a Liz and Jason fan or are you a Jason Sam fan?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Jason Sam fan.
Okay.
I used to be a Jason Liz fan until Sam came
on.
Oh,
really? Yeah. See,
I'm a lucky Liz fan.
Fan for a split second, like the first time around. I mean, I respect people. They have people like who they're going to like. So I have, you know, I respect who you like.
Right, exactly.
Or whatever. And, you know, and
so,
but I could understand why people. I can understand why people fell in love with Jason and Sam, you know, so.
Yeah, and now that Jonathan's back, and I was hoping, you know, once they figure out that Aiden is Jonathan, is, you know, Lucky's son, they were going
to
get back together.
To go with
that's what I thought was going to happen.
Right,
one at a time, I can't hear.
Oh,
I know.
I was just going to say that.
That's what I assumed was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I personally think that they could have done a lot more with Liz and Lucky. I mean, but whatever.
I don't understand the letting her go thing. I really don't, and I feel really awful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Lucky and Siobhan are ever going to, they're certainly not going to be any big couple.
I would never a Lucky Liz fan. I don't know why. I just couldn't get on board with him. Like, I cannot, I cannot stomach face him, but that's beside the point. But no,
well,
I
don't like Jason and Sam either, but if they had been written correctly,
yeah.
If Uza had taken the time to write those two couples correctly, they would have been romantic.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I was an original Liz and Lucky fan. I was so happy when Jonathan came back because I've said it before. Jonathan was lucky. They should never have recasted that role.
Yeah.
The whole Nick thing was done to make Liz look bad. It was to even the playing field, and all of this is agenda. All of this is fraud. So,
Liz
and Lucky could have gone back.
I wish they would look inside themselves before they wouldn't trust Becky, because they wouldn't whitewash everything Liz Lucky has ever done. I mean, crap, it makes me mad. Oh, Lucky, remember you said with Remember that? But no, they don't want to remember that. They want to leave JJ this good little lucky guy that never had done anything wrong in his bullshit. I mean,
somebody cleared up something with me. I was reading, I don't know where I read that, but Lucky was actually married to Liz when he slept with Maxie, right? Or no? Were they married?
Yes.
Were sleeping with Nick, and they were disengaged. It's not like they were married or anything.
The difference between Maxie and Nick is Maxie's not as a sister. You can talk about Sarah. Maxie and Nick are not the same.
No, I was just saying that what I was trying to say was that they were bashing her because some of the posts that I read, they're bashing her, because she's engaged to Lucky. How dare she? But wasn't Lucky married to Liz at the time when he was having an affair, or no?
Yeah, but he was also
on drugs.
And Liz was lying. Liz, you know, was engaged to Lucky and pretending that she was in love with him when she's saying to Nick, I don't love him anymore.
I didn't like that storyline at all. I mean,
it's
totally cracked. That would never, ever happen in real life.
Right. Right.
I mean, just because Emily's gone and dead or whatever.
I know.
You go after your best friend's ex-husband, fiance, whatever, you know, that we get back together. That would never happen in real life. I hated that storyline so much.
Yeah. And not only that, but Liz never would have done that. The Liz that we all know and love never would have done that.
No, because it made it look like she was a slut, and she's not.
She wasn't. She was a rape survivor. She was a rape survivor.
Especially in her teenage years, she was a rape survivor. At her prom, it was prom night, and she left the prom because she saw Lucky with
Sarah,
and she was all upset.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. She never went. She never went. It was a Valentine's
Day. No, she never
showed up.
She, yeah,
it was a
Valentine's
Day. Because Lucky was going with Sarah. She was so upset.
With Lucky,
she
was
went to the movie.
She was walking through the park.
Wasn't the Valentine's Day dance?
Yeah, it was the Valentine's Day dance.
Okay, because I remember who gave that when she saw
it. It was raised on Valentine's Day.
My God.
Yeah, it was the Valentine's Day dance. She told her grandmother she was going to go, but this is when she was, you know, the bad Liz, you know, the bad girl, smoking and drinking and all that. And, yeah, she didn't go, and she was sitting in the park, and she got raped, and Lucky found her, and she knew that he was going with Sarah when she did not like that.
Yeah. Where are all the I missed the writing back in those days of General Hospital. They had better writing back in those days.
You can find them on YouTube. They're on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
They should make what the Lucky. They would make a fortune if they made like certain episodes like from back way back when, like the Ice Princess.
I know.
You know,
I
want people to get caught up. You know what I mean?
I have all those on DVD.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. I do, too. I have I have Luke Amara's wedding. I have those.
You have Luke Amara's wedding? Wow.
Really?
Huh?
Wow.
But, I mean, if they would actually just make a box set, they would make a fortune.
That's what I was thinking a long time ago. They should, yeah, they should do that, you know, because...
Especially like from the 80s when Sunny first came on and owned the strip club and with Karen and Jagger and all that. They would make a fortune if they came out with something like the next anniversary that they have coming up. I don't know if it's the 63rd or 64th or whatever it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But instead you have to go find people on the internet who do edits. My first time ever buying edits was from Tammy and Jonathan on Guiding Light. That was my first time ever buying a couple edit, you know, or whatever edits. And then I found Liaison, and then I bought them, and then Jason and Robin and Karen and Jagger. So now I have a little bit of Bo and Hope. So I got it made now.
Okay, I do have a question that's been bugging me for the last 2 days because I do not. I love watching Babes right now, and I must have not T-voted. And I was looking on SilverNet, and they have the repeats. Like Monday through Friday was even YNR, One Life to Live, G8, AMC, but they don't have it for Days of Our Life. But finally, am I missing something here, or am I right?
No,
they don't have.
No, they used to have it like that, but GH took over the that slot, and then because Days of Our Lives used to be on all day Sundays evenings, but then they started making their own show like Save America and stuff like that. To start cutting into the Days of Our Lives slot for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because
that was my day to catch up on that.
Yeah, I missed Monday, and I'm like, damn shit. And, you know, because I love Victor and Maggie, I love them as a couple, and, I grew up on Days. I mean, I grew up on Days, but I grew up on Days, too, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, so the Tivo and I had a little discussion about, I was trying to talk the Tivo into remembering for herself to recall my program without me, you know, saying it. I don't think that's going to happen, but it did make me mad. I'm like, you know, because I was looking for it, and YNR is on Saturday night, and so it's One Life to Live, so it's like, you know, but now that I know that, I feel much better because I thought I was going crazy at first because I'm like, looking all over for it. I'm like, oh.
And speaking of Days of Our Lives, Natalia Livingston premiered today on it, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was on that.
Oh, yeah.
Hair.
Oh,
doesn't
yay.
She tell me, like, doesn't she tell
her,
like, Nicole's
hair
sister or something?
Didn't see her face.
Yeah, Taylor. She's playing Taylor,
yes.
Her sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward to her, too.
I love Natalia. I like Natalia.
I love her, too.
I do, too.
I loved Emily and Nicholas. I was a big Emily and Nicholas fan.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
They were, like, awesome
like
together.
I love
the
relationship.
Natalia and Tyler, yeah, but if it had been Amber, it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, I agree,
yeah.
Too. I
there
agree
some,
with
right.
you there.
Audrey.
I agree
had
with
had
you. 100%
Amber
with that.
And Chad were hot together.
Yeah.
As
I still
Xander
agree
and Emily,
with that.
Oh, my God, I love them together.
Yeah. And I liked Xander and Emily, but then I was kind of torn between Xander and Emily and Nicholas
well,
and Emily. But then when she was a cancer,
I
noticed how
torn.
Much.
I would have been torn. I would have been torn had it been written evenly, but
yeah,
they
well,
wrote it so pro Nicholas and Emily that poor Xander
yeah,
didn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Right.
So, that was kind of like,
yeah,
I was kind of going, because wait a minute. You know, they're still writing for Nicholas and Emily. You know, I mean, I love Xander too. What's going on here? You know, I mean.
Yeah, but that's what Guza does. Guza,
yeah, I know.
You know. He does that. I mean,
I know. That's
it's
so
really
sad.
No,
I can't be a fan anymore. I just can't.
Well, it's not even that. There's really no point in being a couple fan when you're watching GH.
Exactly.
If you don't want to be completely
like,
heartbroken,
yeah.
Don't even be
every
a
day.
Couple fan.
Even Jason and Sam, they're not being written like they're not being written, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, they could write Jason and Sam a lot better than they're doing now, too. I'm just playing, I'm trying to be.
It's like it's being forced with them, though.
What's
it's
that?
It's like the storyline is so forced that it,
yeah,
it, it
it's
can't
like forced.
It's not bad.
I mean, and... You know, in my opinion, they don't
play.
Have to get rid of Liz to give to pave way
See,
for
that's
what
I said. And
now
they're trying to put Becky. Now they're trying to put Nick and Brooklyn together. They're
that's
gonna
exactly
have a romantic relationship.
Right.
That storyline is like out there.
Yeah.
I can't stand that storyline. My thing is, how do you have Brooklyn coming basically prostitute herself out to Dante? To turn around
yeah.
and do the same thing with Nick,
yeah.
but then you can have her, the words come out, her mouth calling Liz a manipulator and a whore.
I'm
like, Trick, you just got busted. What are you talking
yeah.
about?
Be an escort. What's the fuck?
Okay.
I'm done with these little twerps calling Liz a whore.
I know.
I'm done with
that.
You know, I mean, it's easy to throw stones when you're living in a glass house.
Yeah.
You know, little
yeah.
Miss Lulu in Brooklyn. It's real easy to do that.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
Do you
I
think
Dante
and Lulu are
going to
get back together?
Who, Johnny
Lulu
and Lulu?
Oh,
hey,
that's supposed
Dante,
to happen.
Dante
Lulu
and
I
Lulu
really
are
love
together.
That.
I do like Dante and Lulu together.
You do? I was a Dante.
I'm sorry. He can do so much better. I'm sorry. No.
I just think, no, but I think he truly, truly, truly loves her.
But
see,
yeah,
he's
but
he's
secret
to her. Beginning. I liked him in the
Brenda.
Beginning, but they became too much on the screen, and they were just so writing for them. And
starting out,
like,
yeah.
They
trying,
I mean,
yeah.
I liked them, but they didn't, they've been showing them way too much, and they were overusing
they
them.
Well,
or you know what I'm trying to say?
The baby
just,
thing, I don't know if she'll ever be able to forgive them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's supposed to forgive
Yeah, she there's no she can't she even was mad at Lucky for keeping it a secret from
I
her.
Know. I know.
Yeah, and
that,
I
yeah.
and he's trying
yeah.
to say there's a difference between keeping a secret to help the other person. I forgot exactly what he said, but he said there's a difference between whatever, whatever, and I'm like, Lucky, you know, no matter what you lied.
Family first. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she
you
even
know,
said
you,
that
but
too, family
to
first.
Remember that.
Yeah.
They can get away with it. Other people can't.
I know, exactly.
Everybody
exactly.
can get away with stuff. Elizabeth can't get away with shit. She's always called out
no,
on
I
her
know.
Crap.
You know,
yeah.
She can't get away with
everybody's like pouring all over Brenda now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Spinelli's fawning over
Brenda,
though.
When Brenda came back, to me, that was the longest. They should have put her in Liz's atmosphere instead of Sam's atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then when Olivia first came on the screen, they should have put her in Elizabeth's atmosphere. Because she's going to have Olivia and Liz's storyline were identical, but they never interacted.
No,
they had that one.
Well, yeah.
I forgot that Elizabeth and Kate did interact in the very beginning because they both had to testify for Jason and Weber.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and
got that.
So, yeah, but remember, Brock will be here next Monday too. He's calling next Monday, so yeah, I just had to
I'm gonna be very kind of nervous to do the talking when
you're
talking.
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't say anything. I'd be like,
bleh.
I wouldn't know what to say.
Okay, you guys.
I wouldn't know what to say either.
I'm lost for words. That'd be like Steve Burton. I'd be so tongue tied if Steve Burton were to come on. I'd be like, oh my god, you know. I'd be like,
But I wouldn't have Becky. I think I could talk to Becky. I really do.
She's so easy to talk to.
Steve is kind of,
oh my god.
Steve,
every time I went to
Super
Bowl weekend and went to see her, she'd be like, oh my god, please give me a big hug, and Michael will give you a hug, and oh my god, yeah.
Sounds like he's like that. I mean, just from knowing Steve on TV and stuff and his character, he sounds like he is like that, you know?
About?
He's a fun guy, funny
he
guy.
Michael was going to law school, but I don't know if he ever finished, but now he's into the...
that Mona V thing?
The Mona V with Jason, yeah, because Steve Burton got into that.
Yeah.
His wife liked it, so now he's a Diamond member. The stuff's really good, but it's expensive.
It's expensive. Mm-hmm. I was on it, too. A friend of mine is doing
it, too. Yeah.
I have a really good friend. They're doing really good with it. They tried to get me in it. I did it for a while. Like you said, it's too expensive. You know, it's like $40 a bottle. And you have to buy cases of it or whatever.
You have to be on auto ship every month, and it's like almost $200. Yeah.
Yes.
I tried. I liked it. It was great stuff, but I just couldn't afford it.
I know, me neither. And then I canceled it. I had canceled it, and my friend called me.
Well, they want you to get, you know, three people underneath you, and then for them, it's like, you know, the pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I went to those meetings too.
Yeah, me too.
And I would get an email of the people, the different positions that people are in, and I noticed Steve Burton on one of them. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's a high level. He can afford it, you know.
Pyramid.
And see, he's an actor, so it's easy for him to get out there too and sell it.
Yeah, because he has the PA.
Everybody on the show drinks this stuff.
Even Greg Vaughn was doing it, too. I think Greg Vaughn got into the business, too.
Greg got into it. Yep, everybody did.
Because
aren't they all friends? I mean,
that's just it. They're all friends,
Becky
and they hang out.
Michael and
work.
Steve and all of them are friends. So
that's why he was saying it on Twitter to stop with the
negativity.
The negativity about Becky getting... you know,
people were asking whether or not he would do. He said he would do one last liaison event with Becky, and some of the Jay Sam fans got all up in arms, and he said stop it. They are doing one. It's on her website. They just lost her job.
There's no date set yet. I was just on there, but there is no date set. It's on her Facebook page.
I'm actually contemplating if it's near where I live, like in Vegas or something. I'm actually contemplating if I would go or not.
Have they said where they're going to do it yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to one. This depends on how much it costs. If it's too much money, I don't think I could do it. But
There is an event for her.
I don't know. Maybe you know. Michael is, I saw on Twitter a couple of nights ago. I knew he liked Castle, and I didn't realize. Somebody had said he had a friend on there, and now I know.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Esposito, and somebody tweeted him last night, and he wrote back, yeah, Becky's a friend of mine, too, and I'm looking for something for her.
That's right. I saw that, too.
And so I thought that was pretty cool.
Wow.
So,
Yeah. Well, you know, Becky, she's no matter what, she's gonna get picked up right away.
Oh, yeah. Real quick.
Yeah.
Because I think on TV Guide, they got somebody's trying to get her the new Mac. They're trying to get her
Wow.
Yeah. They're trying to get her to go out for the new Mac role that's opening Young and the Restless.
Oh, they're gonna. Are we considering her for the new Mac? Really?
Yeah, they're trying to get her to audition for it.
They're trying to push her for that.
She would be good as Mac, and they would write her decently because the other girl was not good as Mac.
I know.
I loved Mac back in the day.
I
just want Mac to leave Billy and Victoria.
Yeah, I was
just going to
say that. I was going to say that, too.
That would be good.
You could go with
Let me ask you something, Farley. What if Billy Miller and Becky have smoking hot chemistry?
Oh,
then
God, Audrey, okay.
No. Okay, you know what? I don't have any, a lot of cupboards.
Oh, my God, Audrey.
Run my Billy and Victoria
I think I'd be torn into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. Billy Miller, I think Billy Miller and Becky would look so good together.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got me confused.
Oh, you don't watch.
See, that's another thing. Young and the Restless know how to write. Even if they're not a couple.
You know why
Young
and the Restless is always number one on the Nelson ratings?
Yeah.
You know why it's always number one?
Okay, I have a little thing about Primetime I just want to say, and tell me if anyone saw this. Okay, so Private Practice last week was the second part of, the mom storyline. Brendan, maybe Brendan, Sylvie, anyone saw it? Because we did not see it here because the president's speech or something, so we missed it. And over the Mac, over the map was on, and so we missed the second the private practice. Did anyone catch the second one, or did everyone miss it? Any private practice people here?
No,
private practice didn't
come on at all. They're not going to start their new episodes until next month sometime.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they were supposed to do the second poll, and then the president they had that memorial on Wednesday night, I guess, so off the map, got moved to Thursday, and so everyone missed the West Coast people missed private practice, so I'm...
You mean his State,
I'm
of, the
because
address,
I was,
State of the Union? Are you talking about State of the Union?
For the Arizona thing last week, the... memorial for
the
I
know what you're talking about.
And I know I'm supposed to be heartbroken about that. I am, people. But when you take shows out and you don't, the TV guy doesn't say that, and you already have them recorded, I mean, I'm like, last night was the State of the Union, and nothing was on last night. It was like nothing. It was like...
I didn't watch it.
And I don't know.
I don't know, me either,
but...
Castle's the only ABC show.
Okay, I got to get off of here because I have to go to bed because I have to be reporting to work tomorrow.
Okay, Allie. Well, you were so quiet tonight. Okay, well...
I know.
I know you've been quiet.
It's called being tired.
I scheduled my show, so everybody should be able to see when it is. So the Rant Room is making its return on Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
What night?
Silent. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Tuesday.
Oh, I won't be able to make it. I have a party late show.
But I just wanted to say that I'm really excited that Vampire Diaries is coming back tomorrow night.
Yeah, me, you, me both. Yep.
That's going to be on my list to talk about.
Well, Gossip Girl came back last night, so.
I didn't find that. It wasn't an exciting episode. It was kind of boring, that episode.
I like the Dan and Blair stuff, so.
You do? I think, okay, yeah.
The end was good today on One Life.
Good night, girl. Hi, Allie.
Okay, now, what is happening with this Todd, this new character with Blair? Are they bringing out an old picture of Todd, what he looks like?
They're trying to say they're trying to say either the Todd that's there now is an imposter, or that the painter guy is Todd.
Didn't they do that before, though? I don't know. But if they bring Roger Howarth back, then it's both fan bases win. They can put him with Blair, and then the Todd and Blair fans can be happy. And then they can leave Trevor St. John with Taya.
Everybody wins about that, but I don't know if
Roger Howard.
But how are they
going
to... This Todd has got to stay Todd because they already went through that rape with Marty thing, that whole storyline with Marty, and he remembered it all. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I was just reading on Twitter. I thought they were talking about him coming back. So.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think he's coming back.
I hope. Well, I like him as Todd, but I'm loving Trevor St. John, so as Todd.
You guys did really
say goodnight to us because she's off the Swiss boat too.
Oh, Shirley. Oh.
You probably couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Where's Bridget? Okay. Is Bridget on here still?
Yeah, Brid.
Yeah.
Bridget?
Bridget, how was your pizza?
Oh, by the way, it was damn good,
Terry. If I could figure out how to send this pizza, I would have. But it was so good.
That was good.
They ought to hire me. I tell you, I make better pizza than Domino's.
Like Pizza Hut or Straw Hat or whatever.
What kind was it?
It was ham.
Oh, my God.
Pineapple, mushrooms, onions.
Oh, sounds good.
Extra
cheese. Jeez, Bridget. Thick crust.
It was darn tasty.
Sounds good.
Is it deep dish?
I make my crust. Nice and...
Oh, my gosh. And you should have had a pizza party or something.
I know. But I'd have to share it.
My gosh. Oh, man, how funny.
You know, I do feel sorry for people on the New York and Backfield because I guess snow... it's supposed to happen like New York got like a bunch of snow.
We're getting snow right now. Yeah, we're getting snow right now. It's sleeted all day.
Is it enough to like close down everything?
No. I don't think we're gonna get that much, but it is snowing. Or it was. I know at my parents' house.
They're gonna have foot in Boston.
Yeah, but that's New England. They hit that all the time. They're used to that.
True. That's moved out of there. As soon as I graduate college, I was out of there. I hate the cold weather.
I'm glad I don't live in cold weather because I don't think I can stand cold weather.
I can't stand cold weather. You guys are in California, right?
Yeah, California. Yeah. I'm in California. I'm just, the sun, even when it gets cold here, I can't stand it. And it's not
Even when it gets cold in Florida, if it goes below 70, I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's like,
okay.
It was only today, in the 60s, and it was cold.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and that's cold for Florida.
Yeah. When I went to visit Carly, where she lived, it would get cold sometimes, and I'm like, I can't stand this weather. It's gloomy all the time. You know, I can't stand
it. Don't come north because you would never be able to stand it.
I don't think I could come where you live.
Yeah, you would never be able to stand it. It was beginning of the week. It was 40 something yesterday. So that's why the snow is kind of surprising because it was warm. It was kind of warm yesterday, but over the weekend the morning was 9 degrees, and then it went up to 11 degrees.
Wow.
And it was frigid. It was frigid. Mm.
I know.
But you still go out, and you guys go out, and you still do.
It's your
product. I know the other day it was 3 degrees, -15 at my parents' house in Boston. So
mm-hmm.
I feel bad because they're getting older. I mean, they're in their 60s, and I'm like, Dad, you really need to buy yourself a snowblower and stop shoveling.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's just so used to shoveling that he's just like, I just take my time, whatever. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, if you're brought up in that kind of weather, isn't
you're
it?
You're used to it.
I think you're used to it. Yeah. So, yeah.
But I can remember, you know, my whole 4 years in high school, we didn't have one snow day. And then it goes in, you know, cycles, you know. And then you get a really bad winter. And then usually if you get a really bad winter with a lot of snow, it usually means it's going to be a hot summer. So,
oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We 2008 hot in those areas. It gets really hot too, huh?
We have the humidity. We have the freaking humidity. Oh my God!
That's what we have in Florida. The humidity.
The dry heat. I prefer the dry
heat.
Awful.
When I went to California, it was so dry. My skin was cracking.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, but that was in the fall, so I don't know how it is in the spring or the summer. And I was a teenager. That's before they started doing the cheer competitions at Disney World and here, Florida. But my first competition in cheerleading was out in California.
Oh, really?
It was in the fall. I was in high school, and we were there for a week. And, oh, my God, it was so dry. My skin was cracking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
that's my first and last time I've ever been. It wasn't in LA though, it was in San Diego, so.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, when it gets hot here, it can be pretty hot. I mean, sometimes I complain when it's too hot and I complain when it's too cold, and people are like, Terry, make up your mind. What you want.
Everybody
like,
does,
though.
So
the middle.
When
I like
cold,
when
they complain when it's hot. Everybody does.
Yeah, I know. It's like I can't. I need it in the medium, like the 70s or what's nice and cold out, you know, medium there. So,
like even now,
even
tonight it's cold. It's only in the 50s or 60s. And usually by now in Florida, it's, you know, high 70s. During the day, low 60s at night, and then 80s in the afternoon, you know.
Oh, really?
It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy weather. I mean, we've just had a cold winter. Not as cold as last year, but it's been a cold winter this year, too. So I'm losing my can for God's sakes. Well, last year we got slammed.
We got slammed 2008, and it was during the late-round breakup with I was going to walk live. I was stuck in the house in my apartment for 2 weeks. And I'm like, I was going a little crazy to them because it's like 2 weeks, you know, in the house. And then right before Thanksgiving, we have like a 4-day one that was just snow came. No one was expecting it. Like 5 hours, people couldn't get off the freeways and stuff. And I'm like, you know, and my niece and nephews were playing really hard. My little nieces are going to be 7 in April. Comes up to me and goes, can you help me pray? I'm like, what are we praying for? No school tomorrow, need the snow. I'm like, okay, so do you think God has time to listen for snow? And she goes, yeah. So I prayed with her, and the next day it snowed, and as now she thinks the number. She needs, and I'm like, so that didn't look that way. I mean, I wish it did. But you know, I mean, so all 4 years of high school, you guys didn't have. Well, I mean, for 4 years, you guys did not get.
a snow day.
Wow.
Yeah, my whole 4 years of high school, we didn't have a snow day at all.
Probably wishing.
And then after that, I was in college, and then we got slammed the year I was in college.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. The only thing here in California is if there was a big earthquake and we'd have to leave school earlier. They canceled school, but we couldn't say we were off for a snow day, only maybe earthquake or something.
Yeah, they just delay it for 20 hours to check.
Yeah, they cancel school if they see a snowflake, because a couple of years ago they had a two-hour delay. Yeah, a couple years ago they had a two-hour delay and these kids got killed because they hit a patch of ice.
Oh, my God.
And so the county just canceled school because they're not going to take the chance. So they were driving to school and they hit a patch of ice and hit a tree, so and they got killed.
When I was in 10th grade, we got this bad windstorm. It was like inaugurated when Bill Clinton got inaugurated, and the wind was going 80 miles per hour. We thought the trees were going to come in the windows, but during the storm, the school decided to let us all out in the midst of like 80 mile an hour per wind, and we were on the bus and we got trapped. And so, my son and I decided, why don't we go off the bus and walk home? Okay, that was like a really, 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 really bad idea because there were like electric,
wires falling
all
and
over
everything.
The,
But
I'm like, but we were convinced, and my brother and I were looking for us because, you know, we were gone longer than the boys. And when we finally got home, that means because we lived on Mr. Island. And I thought, okay, but no sun in Mr. Island, the power went out. But by the time we get home, the south end, because that was like the nice part of the island, I'm like, oh, we are going to have heat. We are going to have everything. Came home, and we did not have heat and anything for a whole week. And, you know, that means no soap for a whole week. I had to call my grandma and she took pity on me. Grandma, I know it's not, you guys have power. Can you make a D and D for me? Please. And she goes, okay. But no, a week without anything. And by the time the week was up, everyone was sick of spending any time together. We were sick of being in the living room, the warmest place of the house. And I think, you know, but like you said, they should have never let us out. You know, in the height of, you know, the windstorm, like, I am surprised no one was killed that day.
They should have waited until it, waited it out, you know.
I mean,
I wonder what they do with earthquakes. Do they just wait for the earthquake to happen and pray then? No, aftershocks. I mean, we had an earthquake here last year. And I was the only one to feel it. It was like 4 point something. But it woke me up and I was like, my bed was moving. And I go, I didn't understand why my bed was moving. And then the clock was moving. I'm like, oh my God, we are having an earthquake. I turn on the news. We just had an earthquake. I'm like, but someone called me really early one morning because they were having an earthquake too.
We had a lot of them. Well, what year was it? Last year, was it 2010?
Last year, every holiday.
We're having a lot. I don't know what that was about, but one of them was last like 2 minutes, it seemed like. It was just a rolling one. It was like you're just standing there, like you're just weaving back and forth.
I hear that California gets them every day, but we just don't hear
here?
About it.
Huh?
I hear that California gets earthquakes every day. We just don't hear about it unless it's a big one.
I'll be here. If it's not where I'm at, it'll be either in, like, I don't know, San Diego or somewhere, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay, maybe their prediction of a major earthquake is going to come sooner than later.
Oh, yeah, that's why I don't want to go there. I'm waiting for the
predicted
big one.
Predicted in 2012
in
that they're
going
to be
all
a long time
ago.
My
2012.
My uncle lived out there for 10 years, and he's from Massachusetts.
Oh, my God, 2012 is around the corner. Okay, well, if you don't, if you don't hear me on the air anymore, it's because I died in an earthquake.
Yeah, really. My uncle lived out there for 10 years, and after a while, he couldn't take, after that big one,
in the 90s, he just couldn't take it. He, him and his wife moved to Florida. They were like,
oh, really?
They couldn't. After that, my uncle.
Was it the Whittier earthquake? Was it like, because there was a Northridge earthquake. Was it the Northridge?
And he lived in, right outside LA, so.
I think it might have been the Northridge earthquake. That was a pretty big one, yeah.
This was back in the 90s or the 80s.
That wasn't the San Francisco one during the World Series.
No. This was back, I don't remember. When they canceled the World Series. I think you're right.
Well, no, what happened, they were playing the World Series in San Francisco. The Giants were playing in San Francisco.
Golden Gate one in 89.
When the Golden Gate collapsed, or one of those bridges collapsed.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Also, I know it was a big one, and it was on the news and mass and everywhere. And my uncle had called my dad and said, "We're moving to Florida. We're done with these earthquakes."
I couldn't live in California. I mean,
I think I'd hate the earthquakes more.
You've lived there all your life. I'm used to the earthquakes, even though I don't like them, I have to suck it up and, I'm used to them now. You know?
You just get used to it, yeah.
Everywhere you go, you can have tornadoes or earthquakes or hurricanes.
We get hurricanes.
That would scare me.
You get hurricanes. See, I don't think I can handle a hurricane.
But at least the hurricane you can prepare for.
I know. Yeah, that's true, I guess. You can't really. I know. They should have, an earthquake thing where they,
trying. Noah's trying to figure out a way to.
Because then that would save a lot of people. If I knew there was an earthquake, right now coming, I'd be like, okay, let's everybody get under the table or something.
It's just, you can't prepare for that, yeah. At least with a hurricane, we have, a couple weeks to prepare.
You could go underneath the, wherever, the basement.
Well, my condo is brand new. It's built in 06, and it's all hurricane-proofed.
Oh, that's good.
Well, yeah, because they have to have their houses in Florida.
After the 04 hurricanes, they upgraded all the buildings. When they built my condo, I moved in in 06. Now I have all the hurricane windows, the shutters, and the interior rooms that you have to have. My first year, I moved down here in 04, and that was the first major hurricane I was in. It was a Cat 5, and it was scary. Me and my husband at the time, and our cat were in the bathroom. Freaking out, but we were on the East Coast at that point. I'm on the Gulf Coast now, so. But yeah, oh my God, that was scary.
I think I'd be panicking myself.
I'm used to it because it's been 8 years, but I mean, my first, almost 7 years in my first year, I was scared.
Yeah.
And we had tornadoes all the time. I never knew Florida got tornadoes as much as we do.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
I never knew that until I moved here.
Oh.
I got a great picture. I'll have to post it from when I first moved over the West Coast. And it wasn't that far away. And it was, oh, my God. My aunt's face was just like, why did I move down here?
Yeah. We had one that went right up the highway.
Oh, yeah, when I was in Melbourne on the East Coast, I had one come through. That was the first one I ever been in. And, of course, my husband was at work, and I was home by myself. I was like, oh, my God.
That was the first tornado I was ever in.
There's something that somebody wrote on Facebook. It says, if this is where GH gets its feedback from, no wonder it's in so much trouble. You have a bunch of people trashing an actress and attacking fan bases. People celebrating the demise of a legacy character and the firing of an actress losing her job, grow the hell up, and making it all about a stupid fan base war. How old are you people? If this is a central base where Tick get their feedback from, it's incredibly skewed and Tick have their blinders on. I want no part of this agenda. Peace out.
I mean, it's not about the fan base stuff anymore. It's over. It's done.
Stop it.
It's over, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Did somebody just post it just now?
They posted it 6 minutes ago. I'm going back and forth from the blog talk and then here, and yeah, it was 6 minutes
I'm
ago.
On Twitter
and
too.
I mean, I go on here and I'm just supporting Becky. That's all I'm doing. I'm not really like responding to anybody's post that's negative or whatever. I'm just spamming, you know, support of her and everything.
Six
and
minutes ago,
people are attacking each other, and I'm like trying. I'm staying out of that, you know.
Well, yeah, I stay out of that too.
I responded to somebody's post or whatever. I think she was not a Liz fan or whatever, and I had said something respectful, and then she was being respectful to me too, and you know, and so that was it. So you know, so
yeah. I get sick of it when people go, when are you guys going to get over this? I'm like,
when they say something like that, I try not to say anything, but I just have to say, well, what if your favorites, or what if Kelly or Sam was fired or whatever? I'm sure you'd be on here supporting her and spamming her too, you know, with love and everything. And I'd say go for it, you know, and everybody's gonna like who they like, and
yeah,
they're gonna.
I mean, I don't know why people have to take the time to
bash,
you know,
other people,
to attack people.
Everybody,
or even to bother posting something about it. I mean, who cares what you have to post? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
people,
I know.
You're supporting
that.
Let them do their thing.
And then they take
it.
Them off. I've heard people saying that this board takes the positive stuff about Becky off of there, and they've been blocked.
Jack,
yeah,
they do. Apparently they were doing it about Jax, too. Becky.
Oh, really? They were?
Yeah.
I heard that. Oh, my gosh. Really?
Well, I know that when recently, a couple weeks ago, you know, when Brandon was leaving One Life to Live, because obviously he was going to jail for 10 years, and he wanted to take some time off anyway and do something else. And everybody, like the Soul fans, were all up in arms, and then the Jar fans were all, you know, the James and Star fans were all freaking out. And Kristen Elvison actually posted on Twitter that, you know, look, I mean, I understand that, you know, it's been 4 years and me and Cole have been together, this, that, and the other thing. And, but it's a storyline, you know what I mean? I just read what they give me, you know what I mean? I don't have any say in the storyline. She's like, and you guys got to just stop with, you know, downing the fans of Jar and then the fans of Soul. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And she,
I mean,
said
I was disappointed with the Cole Star. I was a big Star and Cole fan, but
me too.
You know, it is what it is. You know, you just got
to
suck it up and
I'm kind of,
you know,
used
I'm
to
trying
to
enjoy Star, and I'm trying to get into Star and James.
Yeah, me too. I
can't
say that
right now.
But
I'm
I have to say one thing. That the fan base wars make soap fans look like retards.
I don't mean that in a bad way
because I'm not degrading people who are mentally handicapped, but it really does make them look bad.
It does.
Yeah.
Because if you don't
know,
have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Everybody's
mother taught us that.
And that's why when I go on here, I say, when I post something, I say, no disrespect. I don't mean any disrespect to any Jason or Sam fans, but that's just how I feel about my couple or whatever or something.
Right.
And at the end, I go peace or whatever because I don't want to create anything. I try to be really classy when I say it and stuff. I don't want to create, like, you know, my God, they're going to attack me or something.
Oh, I saw it right here.
Huh?
Here, I just found it right here what you were reading.
Oh, did you find me on here? Oh, you did? And now my picture's on Facebook, so people know what I look like now. Okay. Maybe I should have, before I became the administrator of the board,
no,
maybe I should have.
No, there was another lady that I don't know who posted the one that you were just reading from, but it's to you.
Oh,
it was
to you?
Yeah, and it says, at ABC.com, firing Rebecca Herbst has turned GH from ABC's flagship into nothing more than artificial reef for me. GH needs Rebecca Herbst.
Oh,
so,
oh really?
That was in reply to you, yeah.
Oh, I don't. Okay, I'll find it. Yeah.
It was 7 minutes ago from
Carly retweeted something about that somebody wrote. Carly, you retweet.
Maybe you retweeted
something.
That, yeah.
Yeah, because
it is a retweet.
You know,
yeah,
it's
a retweet.
Yep. Yeah. KP.
Yeah. That's what it was.
I'm sorry. That's a funny.
I'm not following her. That's why I was like, wait a minute. Oh, yes, I am following her. I have so many followers. I don't remember who I'm following and who I'm not.
And you know, I think, in my opinion, what is amazing is that we're still fighting. They probably thought we would have given up, too. You know,
and
they probably.
In my opinion, now it's not about Becky,
but it's about the whole show in general.
Right.
They're getting rid of the history of characters. They're getting rid of legacy characters. What do you really have left of this show? You really don't have any.
Her brother just came back and everything else.
Her brother came back. Their story, right there. They could develop their story, the brother and sister, and
I think, like Audrey,
what you said on Facebook, you said if we could have Rebecca back, you'll concede or whatever.
Didn't you say something?
Yeah, I said I will concede. I will become the president of the Jason and Sam fan club if I can get Rebecca back on that show.
Yeah.
I will throw parties for Jason and Sam. I'm telling you, I will do anything to get my Rebecca back on that show.
Even though I'll always love Liz and Jason, but like you said, now it's just about keeping
because I'm gonna be honest with you, if we get Rebecca back on the show, if we're able to get Liz and Jason are not gonna happen. Okay.
So that
is a pipe dream that you're just going to have to give up.
Wait. You don't know that. You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
It seems like they're just slapped us in the face.
I mean, they're just proving that they don't want them. You know, Liz and Jason. I love them. I love Liz and Jason. I've waited for 10 years, but I mean, they just don't want. I don't know.
If Fawn, eventually, down the road, who knows?
I don't know with soaps anymore. They surprise me all the time, you know.
Carly, that's the key. Everybody's afraid.
Carly, that's the key. Franz has to be gone. Until Franz is gone, you're not going to get Liz and Jason. I'm sorry, you're just not.
Liz and Jason were being written along. Steve even said that he knew that people wanted them, and he thought that they were going to, the last time he came back, I don't know if I read it somewhere or I heard it, but they thought that they were going to go there when he came back the last time, because there was such a, people were wanting them and everything, and I thought they were going to go there, you know, but then Frost came on, and then I heard he loved Courtney, he loved Alicia Lee Willis, and they wanted to pair him with Courtney and everything, and I'm like, okay, well, there goes my dream right now of winning Liz and Jason, so I kind of tuned out after that, but...
I mean, I have to be honest.
You know what?
They kind of wrote Liz and Jason, with the way they wrote the whole Jake storyline, they kind of set them up to fail.
They
were involved with other people, she got pregnant, she lied about the paternity, I mean, they really did set them up to fail. So when I said Liz and Jason would have been at the best, their best would have been during the Faces of Deception. Had Steve not left, we would have totally gotten them.
That was wonderful in those days.
The chemistry was still always there between Liz and Jason, but the writing wasn't.
And you can disagree with me all you want. They do.
It's how I feel. Yeah. And I'm not about Liz and Jason anymore. I'm about Becky.
Yeah. And, you know, my views change every day.
I understand, but when Becky Hoops get back on, people are not just going to say, oh, Jason, Sam, you can't have your couple
but
now.
You guys belong together.
I'm sorry, but that couple should have never been shipped to begin with. And, you know, after we get Becky back on these, my next job is getting that asshole Franz out of there, because I'm sorry. He did not even be dictating this. And everyone wants a countdown to the bastard for this. And I am not going to. I am not going to say, oh, Franz, you got Becky back. Okay, all of us are going to be trained and love this Sam and send them a welcome home party. That's it. I will never do that. I am not going to betray my love for Jason and Sam and Jason and Liz for the Sam can have their baby. Sam should never even be a mother. Okay? Sam should be in jail right now for kidnapping cousins of Isaac.
You know, I kind of would not mind seeing Jason and Robin you know.
I didn't like them together.
You didn't like them? I did.
I loved
Jason and Robin, but the way they wrote Robin out, I kind of, you know, didn't like
that.
Well,
I mean, I didn't like Robin and Jason together at all. I liked Carly and Jason together. I wish they, you know, when it was originally, Sarah, I was so hoping that, you know, it was eventually going to come out that Michael was Jason's son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Carly's going to love you for that, for saying that on here.
Yeah, me too, because, you know what? Okay, if I can ever have Lays on again, which I hope I will, then, okay, then you mean Jason and Carly. I don't care. You know, if you cannot accept the appropriate couples, where the appropriate couples should be, then accept Jason and Carly, because...
Yeah, because, you know,
I mean, I
too much like
I not mind seeing
I couldn't
them.
See them back together now because they're such good friends. It was
yeah,
a
I
friendship,
either.
But back years ago when it was Sarah Joy
mm-hmm.
Brown, I mean, they had such
yeah,
a history.
Yeah, I don't think Laura and Steve have the romantic kind of chemistry.
No,
I don't
either.
Friendship,
I don't think they have that.
But
Sarah,
him and Sarah,
they had the chemistry.
Didn't Laura write and Steve Byrne have a kiss scene a while back ago? I could not stand to watch that.
Oh, I love that.
I couldn't because
that
such
made
good
me happy.
I couldn't.
You, I would stop watching if they got rid of Carly, Jason, and Sonny. I don't know. I just love them.
And
Luke.
If they got rid of Carly and Spinelli, I would be down with the soap.
Mm.
I would say, you know what?
I already pre-ordered the book that he's writing. You can buy it on Amazon.com. You can pre-order it.
Okay.
It comes out in April.
You know, I mean, I just think it's funny that people want to say, oh, if the liaison thing that could have got Becky, you know, fired. No, wait a moment. Why don't we blame where blame should be? You know, they saw JJ coming back. Oh, Ariel 2. They were going to start. Ariel 2 failed. JJ has failed as Lucky this time around. You know, they should have just left it alone. And if they wanted to bring JJ back, they could have said, okay, he's the real Lucky. But Greg Vaughn has been impersonating him for years.
I know.
I agree. This is more about JJ than it is anything else.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because it was where the blame should be is on the writers.
Yes, exactly.
They should be looking at themselves and saying,
yeah.
Okay, we wanted to recreate the magic. We should have dropped this storyline and recreated the magic. But they want to blame Becky.
I'm not saying the liaison would never happen.
I'm just saying right now they're not going to happen. I mean,
yeah.
Even if you were to get Becky to stay on the show, right now they're not going to happen.
Right.
For me now, yeah. It's like, I just wish that they could just take some writing classes or something, get back to the way they used to be when they had really
they
good storylines you
know,
could relate to.
Only,
and,
but those writers are gone, though. They used to write real good storylines. They got rid of them.
Yeah, good.
The only way GH is ever going to get back to the way it was is they need everybody from Franz down to Guza has got to go.
Yeah.
Actually, they need to start at the very top because Sweeney hasn't done jack shit either, so she needs to go too.
Oh yeah! Oh my God! Yeah.
The top needs to start getting dispersed because she's letting Franz do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Yeah.
So it needs to start with her and everybody, and then writing. They need a whole new blood. Because
they do.
The stories they're telling. are not making
that's
it.
Willing to come in and look at what they have on the canvas and not play favorites. Not play favorites.
Yes.
Come in and look at what they have on the canvas, see what they what the history is, and go from there. That's what they need.
Well, they need to take a chapter from Y&R. They use all their characters. All integrated.
And the reason number one in the Nelson ratings all the time is because they're on at lunchtime. So people take their lunch breaks at work, and it's on at that time. They have the perfect time slot.
But also, if you look at how they write, like Victor, Catherine, the yellow, they're raising the yellow characters. When Victor, when Eric Brandon do retire, they have someone to take that place.
Yep.
Because right now you have Adam,
well,
you have Nick, they could be a young
and
older Victor.
You do,
And I agree.
Yep.
I agree that Y&R has the perfect time spot, but But if it wasn't a good written show, wasn't a well written show, people wouldn't watch it, whether it's on the rush hour or not.
Exactly.
So
the
reason it's number one is because it's the best written show on daytime. Period.
Yep. It is.
Even though there might be storylines you don't like, it's still overall a really great show.
Yeah, storyline. It is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like there's a
problem with
that. It
has a soap opera.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I like the mob. I mean, I like watching the mob storylines. I liked it on Guiding Light when they had the mob storylines.
I did
back
in the day, but now it's
that was good.
Too much. Now,
yeah, now it's like it's all you see. That is all you see now.
That's it. Okay. Right now, with GH, my thing is, when the older characters get gone, there's no one to replace them.
There
you get rid of all of the girls. And
I wonder if they're
going to
get Robin
left
and Patrick back together. That's my big thing.
I don't
right
think
now.
That's
I what I love, Rob. I can't stand Lisa. She's
driving me.
And you know, Robin is not that
Lisa
person.
Instead of
so
Ricky.
Out of character. There's no way in hell Robin would let this person in her life like this.
No.
Exactly. Okay, there's no way that Robin would have let her gaslight her like that or whatever.
No way.
You know, and Robin
I'm still
is
hoping that she's going to have a depression
I mean,
thing that's why she's
with her mother.
Like
her mother, once her mother found out she got cheated on.
And her mother is Anna Devine. Come on, Robin. Come on. Come on. Fight. Get man or do something.
Exactly.
You know, do something to her or figure it out or try to find a way to. You
that's
know, I mean, and when she was down the well and Patrick found her, I thought that was it. I thought, oh, my God, they finally got
perfect
it on Lisa. But no, a week later, how long
yeah,
was it that Lisa got out of Shady Brook? Like two weeks later?
2 days.
It was like a month. Was
it
like a month later?
No,
something?
It wasn't even a month.
No,
it was like two days.
A month, like a week.
No,
or
it
wasn't.
Yeah.
And now she's bringing in this Terrell doctor. There is no way in hell Robin's going to let this guy seduce her.
No.
But who knows? The way
naive
they're writing the show right now, anything is possible.
I know. This is true.
You know?
Because she's not naive.
No, she's not. Robin, she can handle
it.
Carly.
No.
You know, she can handle Carly. She can handle anything that comes her way.
She's
handled AIDS. She's handling HIV, you know. If you can, you know, and she's handled so many things in her life. Why can't they?
Yep.
Why can't they write her the way that Robin used to be too?
To be. Exactly.
Because Goose likes to write women. He's not writing.
No, I know.
You know. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. GH is the most masochistic soap on TV. I mean,
it is. There's no relatable character anymore on that show. Even Robin is a really relatable character. Liz was the only last is the only last relatable character on that show.
Well, she was until the whole sleeping with
until the whole Nick thing,
Yeah.
Because
they want her to fail with the Nick storyline, but she rocked it.
They did it
on purpose. I mean, they didn't destroy her character. And as you know, unless you were a diehard Liz fan, a lot of fans turned against Liz with that story.
Yeah, they did.
I still stood by Liz. I mean, but I loved her. But I mean,
I hated that story.
I didn't watch the scenes. I kind of fast forward through all that Nick stuff. I couldn't watch
the,
it.
The love scene itself was pretty hot, though.
Was it
that's
okay?
Like something Liz would have done. That's what makes me mad.
By the way,
two minutes. Liz would never, ever go, you know, sleep with Nicholas.
I thought that was
stupid.
Oh, I know.
I'm not saying
nope.
I liked it. I'm just saying that the love scene was pretty hot. From a,
it was
from
yeah.
a scene,
hot.
Yeah,
yeah.
From a scene.
I agree.
From a scene
because
point of view. Great actors, yeah. but I mean, that's not something Liz would have done.
Right.
Nope,
exactly.
No way in hell
from
would she have ever done anything
view.
Like that.
Jonathan Jackson got a win at Emmy
no,
for
I don't
that.
Care. She's better
out,
alive.
Though.
She never would have done that.
That
was
when
like
he
a slap
on her. He should
slap
win
in the face of the ship to the fans of the friendship of Emily and Elizabeth too.
Exactly.
You know,
they're best friends.
Yeah, they're best friends.
Just
well,
because she's been
yeah,
able to pair the writing
look at it
from things right for Anna and Felicia and Tiffany and Monica back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh yeah.
How they compare to
yeah.
the women now? It's like what the hell? You just set us way back. Because Anna and Felicia, they had backbones, and now, it's like, the women now in the show, they walk all over each other, and the men in their lives just walk all over them. They start with a backbone, but about a month or two, it's like, it's not there anymore.
No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
well,
let me just play devil's advocate for a second, and let me look at it from a writer's point of view. Not that I'm trying to make excuses for him, but, you know, let's take the politics out of it, okay, for
mm-hmm.
a second. I could see as a writer thinking, okay, what would cause drama? Because that's their job. They have to create drama. They have to keep the story moving. They have to, you know, every story has been told on daytime over
uh-huh.
and over and over again. There's nothing original anymore.
Yeah,
so,
no.
you know, they have to come up with new things. And, yes, we can sit here and like I said, they did this on purpose. But from a
uh-huh.
drama point of view, it made for good drama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it was still a sucky storyline.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, I can see it from that point of view, but I do think
just like how people see it from
here.
A business decision, what they're doing and or whatnot.
You know, both.
It is, but that plays a part into it. That does play a part into it. I mean, it's not all just it is political, it is agenda-driven, but it's also business-driven.
Yeah.
The business, side. How do I put this? The business side, kind of moved along the agenda. Does that make sense?
That does.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
But what? I just.
I heard the podcast on Jamie's
on Daytime Confidential. I finally listened to what their podcast about Rebecca, about that person on CBS that got fired. That what's her name? Brett Bloom. What was her last name? Bloom.
Barbara.
No, and they were kind of glad she left because under her watch, two soaps died on that channel. You know,
and then
Jamie just. He was so, you could tell in his voice that he hated this decision with Liz, you know, with Becky. And everybody that was talking about her said, this is a bunch of bull crap. There is story for this character. There's so much story that can be told.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And even
absolutely.
The person on there, she was a Jason and, you know, she didn't like Liz and Jason. She loved the character of Liz, you know, and she thought that there's so much. She even said, why bring Steve Weber, her brother, on the show? They could have the whole storyline for them to his brother and sister, you know, and that's like everybody that I've come across knows that there's story for this character.
Oh, that's why the storyline dictated is a bunch of BS. I mean, we all know it's not storyline dictated. We know it's political. But Carolyn Hinsey wrote on her Facebook page, she's the one who does, I don't really like her, but she's the one who does It's Only My Opinion and Soap Opera Digest.
Yeah.
And according to her, she wrote a tweet. Her tweet was, I can understand... or it was on her Facebook or something. I can understand the outcry, but she thought what happened was GH did a focus group and that Liz rated low and that she hasn't had much story lately. And so they were looking at her salary and they figured, well, why don't we
really?
Yeah. And
So
I do think that a business did play a part in it.
But
the business part, it pushed along the agenda.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what?
Oh, my God.
There were so many.
The focus groups are just a handful in a room. I don't know how people, how they could say they could go by focus groups. That's just, what, 12 people in a room maybe? I don't know. I mean,
but they also get the answers that they want because they load the questions.
Oh, that's what you were saying a long time ago.
They
love
the,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so they it's all BS.
You know what? You know what? Okay,
so nice.
If I really wanted to cut the fucking budget, okay, why bring in Maya? Why bring in this new stupid doctor? Why bring in...
They're cheaper and will cost a lot
of
money.
That,
and...
You know, I understand that. But before you bring in new people... Hold on, wait a moment. Oh, that's it. That's like for the people we have on here, and let's actively use them instead of after 14 years, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah. And it's also stupid because they bring all these new people on, and half the time they don't write for them anyways.
Yeah, like Maya, she hasn't really been on there for how long.
Matt just came on
the show
yesterday.
Matt,
he hasn't had a storyline forever.
And
so
now they're recently pairing him with Maxie. Now they're getting in a so-called relationship. You know, why didn't they do that when he first came out? Because of Spinelli, because of Spinelli and Maxie. They even put that, they threw that couple under the bus to pave way for Matt, too, you know?
You know, yeah, and that's another thing. Why bring on Matt?
No, they threw them under the bus for Franco. Let's be honest. Franco's
oh, Frank. Oh,
them
yeah,
up,
that's right,
Matt.
Franco. I forgot about that. She slept with
Franco.
Franco
broke them up, not Matt.
I forgot about that, yeah. Well,
yeah.
It was kind of the beginning of the down.
Has anybody heard if Spixie are gonna get back together or what?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they're done with
that.
I think they're good too.
I was kind of liking Lucky and Maxie for a moment, for a little while. Actually, I still kind of
like until they brought Siobhan on, and I'm sorry, I don't like her. Lucky and Siobhan.
Lucky and Siobhan.
I'm in the minority there because I kind of like
them. Same.
Wait till he finds out that she's a double agent. So
I mean, come on, you're trying to pimp Lucky and Siobhan as the new it couple.
Yeah.
Okay, you're trying to pimp Lucky and Siobhan as the new it couple.
Yeah.
But on your Valentine's Day marathon, you're going to show Liz and Lucky at the most epic scene in their entire history.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to show their most epic scene. Hello, that's not how you pimp the
And what a coincidence.
I could run this publicity department.
Abby, maybe you should go fill out your resume and go apply. And I'm kidding.
They have Lucky marrying her, because they're in the country.
Yeah,
they have Lucky marrying her. I'm like, what the... That's so
well, they'll bomb. They won't even last. I bet they won't even last a year.
But one thing
that's
is,
thing.
Now
I mean,
that,
all of this is being done for
leaving,
nothing.
They're gonna give the kids to Lucky. They're gonna give
the kids to Lucky. I already heard that. Yeah. They're gonna give the kids to Lucky.
And Lucky,
did you know that Sonny's father, Mike, is retiring?
Yeah, Ron Hale.
I'm sad over that. I'm like,
get the hell out of there.
Maybe it's good, because you never know. He might have been on the chopping blocks, too.
That's exactly true. You know? Yeah. I mean, and where's Bobby been lately? I mean, I don't understand that.
I can say one thing. I can say one thing.
Especially with Luke and Buddy, they were so close.
They only judged Bobby off for funerals and weddings.
She wasn't even at Luke's wedding.
I love Bobby, but my God, that woman's had more plastic surgery done than
I know.
Like Phyllis Diller, you know?
No. Oh, my God, does she look bad. The last time I saw her, I was like, what the hell did you do to your face? I'm like, Vanessa doesn't look as good as she used to.
You can tell. She had something done. She looks, I noticed that when I was watching her on General Hospital.
Because she looks the exact same, she hasn't aged in the last 10 years.
But there's something different about her mouth.
What do you guys think of the Brenda and Sunny redo again? Even that storyline for Brenda and Sunny's been poorly written, too.
It's awful.
the Baldwin storyline.
Yeah.
And I love Sonny and Brenda, but, you know.
Yeah.
I do, too. But, I mean, and the Balkan is infiltrated. I mean, come on. Alexis and Diane are supposed to be this top-notch lawyers, and they don't even realize that they let this guy in, that they don't even know who the hell he is.
I know. That makes it.
Stupid.
Okay, writers, you're really making the women really dumb by doing that. They can't get a
clue.
Because
Guza doesn't
like
to do romance. Because Guza doesn't like to do romance, he's forced, because it's a soap opera, he has to have couples on there. If I think if he had his way, he wouldn't do couples at all. But,
oh, my God, then that show totally.
Because he doesn't do romance, he has to throw in all this other shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why, I mean, I love Sonny and Brenda, but I've said all along, not even Sonny and Brenda could bring me back.
Yeah,
it's it's not even about Liz and Jason anymore. It's just about how sucky that show is.
Yeah.
The way they brought Brenda back in the first place, leaving her in Italy for 2 months.
Right,
they should
exactly.
have just brought her
I
up
know,
to
that was ridiculous.
And started right there. I mean, it was just stupid. The whole thing
that was ridiculous, yeah.
And then they bring in that one day character, the actor, what's his name? He's a kind of a prime, he's been on prime time a lot, that guy that played her. Murphy?
I know who you're talking about.
Wow.
Brad Rowe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen him on other things too, but why do that too? I mean, come on, you could have just had Brenda not with anybody, you know, and just being who she was, a model, and doing, I don't know, they just
and you know she wanted
too.
To come back. That's why she came back. She wanted to come back.
Yeah, she
did. She wanted,
and
she
no.
said in an interview once that she said that she realized that the genre is like dying, and she wanted to come back and help. But,
bring it back.
You know, and she said she even wanted to come back to work with Marie, Steve, Robin, and like all four of them. But they really haven't been doing that. You know, Dante, she's in scenes more with Dante than anybody else. Or,
Sunny,
you know, not just Brent and Sunny, but they're not showing her and Robin a lot. That's what I miss. I love Robin and Brenda's relationship.
Dante and Brenda is the most contrived BS ever.
I agree.
But you know Ingo's not in the in crowd anymore because it used
to
be every time Brenda came
and
back.
And he's been off this whole
Jack,
week. He even
but
tweeted
now she's
that.
All about
he's been
That's what I interpreted that when you were saying in the top of the show, Audrey, that he's even having people trying to, you know, save him or, you know, support him and stuff.
He wrote a tweet saying, I'm not telling anybody what to
read. Yeah, I remember reading that.
So he won't come out and say
that.
It, but that's
in so many
putting
words.
Feelers out there. He's
and he also tweeted that he's had this whole week off.
And he goes on his tweet, he goes, was I on this week? Was I or something?
Well,
there was a tweet he said that.
He tweeted a picture of him and Laura. They were filming the wedding. He did tweet a picture of them together. So.
Yeah, he did. He was tweeting all day
yesterday.
Really,
what's going to happen when Carly gets somebody new or something, you know, or whatever. Or
I want
to
know where
back
the, what's sunny up with
or, I don't know. Anything could happen on this show. Who, you know, who knows? And
I'd really like to know what's up with this baby between Dante and Brenda.
Oh, my.
Well, they had
I have a feeling
it's
probably
Alexander dude.
And she gave it. Yeah, they haven't.
Dante stepped up and took responsibility.
She can put up
she probably put it up to adoption. That's what I was thinking,
So supposedly the baby's alive,
the
baby did die then, right? It's still alive, the child?
I suppose because Dante signed his rights away.
Oh, really?
As the father, and
is Dante the father?
Dante's the father, and Carly and Spinelli just found out about it, and Carly's digging in to find out. And supposedly, what I heard is she's gonna.
Now, can I answer that question? Do Sonny and Brenda actually get married? Does Sonny and Brenda actually get married?
Somebody said yes. According to the magazine,
some people say yes.
They get married, but something happens. She spends her wedding night with Dante.
Really? But, oh my God!
That's what I heard too.
She gets kidnapped.
She gets kidnapped. But I guess they do get married.
Thank you for something. I mean, I was like, that's what I heard, so I don't know for sure.
Don't make this.
I was like, don't make it so predictable where they come in and before they get, you know, cause it's the same thing all the time.
They try to get married in the past. It never happens with Sunny and Brenda.
You got to read between the lines and Laura's tweets. If you read between the lines of some of Laura's tweets, and Laura said, you know, after taping the wedding, Brenda was alive and well. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And so yeah. I'm assuming that they did get married, but I think Carly's gonna dump the bombshell on at the wedding day about the baby.
Yay, Carly, go for it!
Yeah,
Carly, go
for
it. Drop the bomb.
Sunny going, I need time or whatever or something.
See,
yeah.
When Carly sets her mind to something, we will do it.
But that way they can let him get married, but they won't be boring because she'll get kidnapped. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking? They'll be married, but they'll be kidnapped.
But I don't know by whom if it's going to go over.
Yes, Sunny and Brenda need some little adventure in their life or something for to get kidnapped.
This week, Michael's going to tell Jason that he was raped in jail.
Is he really?
Wow.
Liz could have been involved in that whole storyline with Michael and his rape or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody.
A lot of people are in uproar about that, about Carter raping him in jail. There was a lot of people that said that they didn't really want that to go that way, fans.
Yeah.
But
I had a feeling that.
We knew something happened.
Yeah.
And I mean, come on, just the way he was acting.
I know.
You had to know something happened.
It just wasn't a
meet-up. And when I read in the newest issue of Soaps in Depth, he is going to talk to Jason about it.
Well,
you have to be careful with their spoilers, though, because they never play out the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
This is true, too. But when I was going through the guide, too, looking at the guide to see what it was going to be about, because I record them even if I'm home or if I'm out or whatever, because I never know what my life's going to go on. But which day was it? I think it's going to be Friday. Thursday and Friday. Michael is forced to think about Carter on Thursday. Oh, no, that's Friday. So then Monday, I think he's going to end up talking to Jason about it. But it does say in the book, which I have right here, because I just got it, and it does say that he is going to talk to Jason about it. But he's going to get himself in it. The reason is because he's going to get himself in trouble, because he's going to save Abby from getting raped from her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I saw the preview, the promo for that on TV, that he's going to arrest
her.
Yeah,
and what's
going
to happen is Jason's first reaction is to cover it up, but then they realize they shouldn't cover it up because Michael is a hero, because he saved her from getting raped and all that. And that's when it's going to come out. It was under the February sweeps, I believe.
When I say miss General Hospital, I miss it. The old days of General Hospital.
The old days.
When I couldn't wait to come home. I couldn't even wait for I couldn't wait for the summer to begin, you know, for high school or for school to
high
watch
school,
it during the summer. That's
well,
how into it I was.
You didn't have VCRs and DVRs back then either, so.
No, you
had to come home and watch it. I know. Like, Karen and Jack, I don't think I had a VCR while they were on. I don't know. I think I might have had to wait till the summer to watch them or whatever.
I cannot even stress how much I love Karen and Jagger.
She was going through that molestation. I hated when they broke up.
My all-time favorite couple.
Oh, my. I have their whole storyline on DVD. It's so odd.
I need to buy Karen and Jack. But
you
can
buy it through.
Set.
God, I don't know where I got it from. I totally forgot. I had the email.
Yeah,
somewhere.
There's a lady on Facebook who does them, and she's got the whole set now. But I was waiting for her to do the whole storyline because I didn't want to just buy one half of the storyline because there was a certain scene I was looking for.
I have it on tape and DVD, but I have the one I have on DVD. It starts from when they got off the island and Kyle.
Oh, I didn't like that
after them in that warehouse.
I liked it from the prom on when they got together.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. Yes.
But
you know what?
I
kind of hate the prom one because that's when her down when she remembered everything about her.
No. I'm talking about the Valentine's Day.
Oh. Okay. Oh yes. Oh my God. That was so good, wasn't it?
I'm sorry for Jason, but
Karen was secretly in love with Dagger. So, no, he actually, did he have the feeling that they had feelings for each other, or was it Brenna that finally told him that they had feelings for each other, they loved each other?
No,
I don't even
know. Well, they knew they had feelings for each other, but it wasn't until she actually chose it. But the one episode I have on tape, romantic couple.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you write, a romantic couple, you know, and... A little bit of angst thrown in there, like with Brenda. That's why I hated Brenda when she first came on, because she was getting in between Karen and Jagger.
Oh, I just... And then I was so mad when they wrote them up.
Me too. I hated that. I would go to college. I'd be out of college and sitting waiting for my class. I'd write on my little note. Please put Brenda. I love Karen and Jagger. I hate Brenda. I love Karen and Jagger.
You talk about somebody who hated Sonny and Brenda when they first got on that show. They were coming between my couple. And, oh, my God, I just wanted to. So when they finally were moving Brenda out of Jagger's orbit, and they had her have that. I've talked about this before, but they had her have that scene where she's in the bathtub. And she was fantasizing about all the different guys, and she had the scene with Sonny when he helped her with the suitcase. I was like, oh, you need to go, Sonny and Brenda. You so need to go. For two reasons. For the took them away from Karen and Jagger, and plus they had really hot chemistry, so, you know.
Every time I see Kelly's, or when I was watching Jonah Hall, every time I would see Kelly's, I always remember Karen and Jagger. There'll never be better waiters and waitresses than Karen and Jagger, you know?
Oh, yeah, and Ruby was so behind them. She was
And then when she finally told him what happened to her at that cabin, and when they were running away from Sunny, hiding from Sunny or whatever, they were after them. Oh my God, that was their first time ever making love, right? Wasn't it?
They made love when they were at the cabin, right?
Yeah, they did, because when she told them, when she finally told them what happened to her, is when they made love.
Yeah, and when they were in the cabin.
Yeah, that was like, I loved that. And I loved how he was just there to support her. He couldn't understand why she didn't tell him, and why she could tell Stone about it and not him, and you know, and he was
so
jealous of
Stone.
Stone
had no.
Could tell.
Yeah, Stone had no. He had no.
But did you see his face when he saw her stripping? When he saw her stripping at the.
I remember when he walked in when she had just after she and Sunny had slept together. I remember him walking in and she was in the bed.
Sunny had gotten out of the bed, and she was in the bed, and Jagger.
Oh, it broke my heart. That was when I was like, okay, I'm done. I went over to I went over to Guiding Light, and that's when Tyler and Mallet were getting together.
Oh my
God. And I started watching that.
Oh yeah, I think after Ken and Jagger left, I went to Guiding Light. I think Santa Barbara was gone, but what was it? Passion? I don't remember what was Channel 4 at that time.
I went back and forth with Santa Barbara.
I
watched Santa Barbara when it first came on. It was really good. Kelly Capwell. Her in the helicopter. I remember that scene like it was yesterday. That was Robin Wright Penn.
Oh, yeah.
I remember her. Or Robin Wright now. She's divorced Sean Penn. Anyways, her and... Joe? Yeah, I remember them, and because I used to watch every soap that was on. So I like had a couple on every show.
I know.
And,
I did too.
I was watching Santa Barbara for a really long time. Missy Reeves used to be on Santa Barbara.
She played Jade on Santa Barbara.
Yes, I loved her. And who was she paired with?
I don't remember.
They were one of my favorite couples, but I can't remember who it was. Yeah. Yeah, I loved him.
That was a long time ago. It was like the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. And who else did I love? I loved...
My favorite was Cruisin' Eden. I loved
I could take Cruisin' Eden. I don't like Marcy Walker. She gets on my frickin' nerves. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, at that time, I really didn't know her.
I didn't really watch her
on All My Children, so that was kind of like my first venture into Marcy Walker, you know, watching her and everything.
Mm-hmm. God, who did I love on that show? I used to...
How about... See,
Vivian used to be on there, too. Well, she didn't play Vivian, but she was... Who did she...
Oh,
play
yeah,
Rockwell.
She played... Oh, gosh. She played Augustus.
Yeah, Augustus Capwell. And she was a Capwell, right?
Yeah, she was
Romeo
a meanie on that
it
one,
was
too. Wasn't
was
she kind
different.
Of a little bit of a villain on that show, or not so nice?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I don't remember. I don't really remember a lot about Santa Barbara. I don't either. But I couldn't tell.
I remember Kelly in the very first scene.
I remember Kelly in the very first scene in the helicopter. I can tell you that much.
That was my very
first
show that I got invested in. In 1984, that was my very first.
I liked Mason and Julia. I did like Mason. Yeah. And I'm not a big
I loved Mason and Julia.
Fan,
I loved them.
I did love
they were my favorite, too.
And
Julie had to be raped by what's his name? That one character.
I don't remember. Oh,
was raped. I can't remember the name of the character, but I didn't like that.
Well, Sydney Penney used to be on there too, right?
Oh,
Was he Mason? Oh shit, who did he play? They were
Warren Lockridge. He played Warren Lockridge. Doc Wagner.
Yeah. I loved Warren. Warren was the one I liked. Warren.
Yeah, and BJ. I loved Warren and BJ. I thought that was a great storyline that they wrote.
Was that
in my it, for me anyway? You know,
was
so.
That him and Sydney Penney.
Yeah, it was Sydney Penney.
Yeah, yeah.
BJ.
Oh, and you want to talk about a couple that I adored? Noah and Julia and All My Children. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Noah and
my
Julia.
Children. No.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That they were
yeah.
great. So.
Yeah. And then he died.
Couples.
Somebody died. Julia died, right? On All My Children, right?
No, he
yes.
died. No,
he died, and then she died.
No. Billy
died a while ago, a few years ago. Oh, God, Carly, do you remember what happened?
He died.
Yeah, she was. They found out that Katie, because Tad and Dixie had a daughter out there, and they didn't realize that Julia. Was had their daughter and she was
Julia died.
Yeah.
Oh, Julia died on the show too.
Julia died too.
I love Noah and Julia. Oh my God. I mean, I cry. Well, my all-time favorite. All My Children. If we're going to talk, let's just pimp old couples. Since you know, let's just go. My all-time favorite All My Children couple was Jenny and Greg.
Oh yes.
And
yes.
And then I loved Tad and Dixie.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was never a big All My Children fan, but I did like Cliff and Nina.
Yeah.
Me too. I was never a big All My Children fan either.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I got so pissed off when they killed Jenny. Got killed by
a
ski jet. Huh?
Yes, I remember.
I remember that. After that, I stopped watching it.
I can tell you, 1984,
yes,
I
like
stopped watching
it. Even though I was too young to, I was like, I don't know how old I was at the time, but I barely remember them, but they were,
Jeffy and
Jenny
had the best friendship. They went to New York because Greg's bitch of a mother blackmailed her into giving up Greg. Jeffy and Jenny went to New York, and she started modeling, and that's where she met Tony. And she was going to marry Tony because she and Tony got involved, but she was still in love with Greg. But Greg didn't know the bitch of the mother was the reason that they had broken up. And when he found out Tony and Jenny were getting married, and Greg came in and stopped the wedding, oh my God, I was like, my heart broke. And
you don't have them on YouTube, do they, Greg and Jenny?
Friends.
I don't think so.
What was that?
Like, like edits, like clips of Greg and Denny on YouTube. I
see,
tried to
I don't
find
know
them
who
when...
does All My Children. I've asked, because, see, I'm a huge Nathan Fillion fan, and I loved him. We talked about this before, Terry. I loved him as Joey. And
yeah,
I
me
asked
too.
A girl that I usually yeah. get, and she didn't have any Joey or Kelly.
Really?
There. She didn't have any of those edits. So I don't know
oh.
where to get stuff like that, because I found clips on YouTube, but I would love the whole storyline.
Oh,
that
I
was
know.
My
that
Joey.
Was a great storyline.
That was my Joey and my Kelly. I love them.
You know, you
Kelly.
Might if you go to this website, ioffer.com, you might find people do edits on there. I found Ben and Meg from Sunset Beach on ioffer.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I didn't get their whole story, but I got a few DVDs of them. So you might try that place. And some people.
I was also trying to get the original Todd and Taya storyline. And
cause
I thought
oh,
Todd and Taya cracked up when they got married because of Scar. And
oh.
then she was going out with Reverend Carpenter. And he up.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
anyway.
On YouTube, though. Their story's on YouTube.
Oh,
if you go on YouTube, you
well,
could find
yeah.
them on YouTube.
Oh,
and
yeah. And also
yeah.
I think. That Curly Girl.
Yeah, no, she
like
doesn't do them. She didn't have them. She didn't have them. I emailed her.
Only
she
has certain things. Yeah, she doesn't do like everything. She just does like a lot
like
of general hospital.
She's a DH fan. She's DH,
mostly.
But she really doesn't do any of the other shows.
Yeah,
shows,
I know.
So.
But if you go on, I found like when I was doing the Karen and Jagger, I
mm-hmm.
or like the Jonathan and Tammy thing that I like on Guiding Light. I got, it was just a fluke that I found this person, and she did the whole
yeah,
story.
Yeah,
because
if you go on YouTube, I've looked for Karen and Jagger on YouTube, and you cannot find very many.
There's
people.
Some,
no,
there's very little.
But, there isn't any.
And
there
I'm like, come
any.
On, people. You know, they were a popular couple back in the
I
day,
know.
And I'm like, you know,
yeah.
I'm Karen
a little
Jagger,
bit of them
so.
On YouTube, because I did YouTube once for them, and they have a little bit of them on there, but
they
not
had
a lot.
Little bit,
but
nothing.
It was all the island stuff, and I, like I said, I don't care about that storyline. I
right.
into that storyline.
Yeah.
I was,
so if,
I was
so you have you
afterwards.
Found somebody that has that does edits for Karen and Jagger?
Curly Q does. She has all the Jason. She has all the Jagger and Karen stuff.
Okay, good. Because at one time she didn't
it.
Have their story.
Yeah,
or
she
no.
had part
I had
of it,
same...
but I was waiting for the whole thing. So she
did. Yeah, she now she does. When I was trying to get it from her, she actually referred me to somebody else that did them, and so that's where I found
them.
And then eventually I won them on DVD, and I found somebody that did them on DVD. So.
Yeah, but I just don't. She charges a lot for them, and I don't have. I can't afford them.
I know.
You know,
that's why I got them
know.
Gradually. I don't get them all at once. I
yeah.
just get
I
them.
I mean, I got the Liz and Lucky ones from her. I got the Liz and Jason stuff from the Canvas, but I
yeah, me
them.
Too. I got most of them from the Canvas.
And but. She charged. I would love to get Liz and Rick. I'd love to get because I love Liz and Rick too. And I would love to get them, but she just charges so much, and I'm like,
how much did she charge again? Like $20 or like?
I forget the if you buy all of them.
It's like $100 and something.
I don't know if she like. Yeah, I don't know if she does them individually because I think you have to buy them.
She does them. You could buy them like if you don't want to get them all at once, you could buy them like. Like, I bought all the Robin and Jason that I have from her, like, at one at a time, like, two at a time, like, $40 or something.
Okay, well,
but
that
I don't
I
get them all the time.
I
wait
do.
Till I have the money to buy them or whatever, you know. So, yeah, you can get them individually.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't afford the whole thing. So I'd like to get the...
I know.
Like,
I wanted the Danny and Michelle on Guiding Light. Somebody I know does them, and she charged, like, $100, and so I'm like, I can't buy the whole thing like that.
Yeah, that's too expensive.
Yeah. I mean,
I
love them,
I
but I'm not that in love with them where I'm going to spend that much money
yeah,
at once.
I got the original Liz and Lucky up to the fire, and they were pretty, it's like 5 or 6 DVDs, and it's the entire storyline from the time Liz came on till the fire. And and even after the fire, it's up to when Jonathan actually leaves the show, you know, because we were shocked to find out that he had been kidnapped, you know, because we all thought he
died.
And the reason I can remember the day that Lucky died was because that was the day Columbine happened. And I said, they could break it in. It was going back and forth from Lucky's death to Columbine to Lucky's death. I said, what is this, Dead Teenager Day? Anyway.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah, that sucks.
That's the only reason I remember it. And so she has it up until when Lucky's saying, I'm going to get out of here. And, you know, I thought we were going to last forever or whatever. And then it ends. But she those were reasonable. Those were reasonable. And I did it because Jonathan was coming back, and I wanted to be reminded. Because I because they, I did like Robin and Jason, and because they were, I loved Robin and Jason, actually, and I was so upset when they broke them up. So Liz and Lucky was happening at that same time, so I watched Liz and Lucky when Robin and Jason were on, and I liked Liz and Lucky, but I didn't watch the whole storyline. So I'd seen scenes, but I didn't see the whole thing. So I liked it up until the point when it became about Emily and her stupid blackmail and crap. I thought, this is
crazy. Yeah, I know.
Actually. Oh, did you? I mean, that's when the romance started, and
because,
I like the romance.
Because they got the four of them. Lucky
well, the four of them were together,
Emily
and
but it got Nick and Lucky to a place where they did not hate each other.
Well,
they,
I like that
you know,
stuff, but the actual storyline was stupid. I mean, mm-hmm. I liked the people that were in it, and I liked their relations with each other, but the actual blackmailing stuff was stupid until they found out it was Tom and that he had raped her and all that stuff. But, yeah, but I mean, I've watched them. Like I said on Facebook tonight to you, Carrie.
I know.
People were putting
pictures and videos, and I'm like, man,
so
I feel like going
I can put
to watch
them in, and I can watch that storyline over and over and over again. And I just pretend like that's what's going
like
on.
You said, you're killing me with these.
You know, you guys don't have to be Liz and Lucky fans, but I just adored Liz and Lucky. I just think it was a beautiful love story. And you can call it puppy love. You can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's
why when Jonathan came back, I thought this is going to be it. This is going to be their second
time.
Their time.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I think Liz and Lucky died when Lucky died in the fire.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
When they did.
It
died for me. And when they brought him back as Jacob Young and then Grayvon and then totally decimated his character and then brought JJ back to whitewash his ass.
Right.
I've never seen a man cry so much.
I know. What I'm talking about is the original Liz and Lucky. That's what I love.
Yeah, the original.
I loved it back then. That's what I love. And everything you guys have said, we've talked about before, and you're absolutely right.
You can't bring him back after 10 years and try to recreate something that's been gone a long time.
It's dead and gone.
But they were putting old pictures up.
I don't like how they introduced him back.
And
comes to Liz's door, he's like, I'm back, or something. Come on, you know?
When I said that on Facebook, it was because they were putting those old pictures of them when they were teenagers. And that's what I loved, you know?
I know. That's why you said, you're killing me with these pictures.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's how I feel when they posted Liz and Jason once. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Done this anymore, you guys. Okay. It just makes the wound a little, you know, worse, kind of, a little bit. Even though I don't mind them doing that, it pays tribute to Becky and all her past loves and everything, but it still hurts nonetheless, you know.
I feel like
with what the powers that she did is that they added salt to my wound or whatever for 10 years or something. I mean, now it's about, I mean, not just the Liz and Jason thing, but just being a fan of Becky, period. It's like, okay, you're going to just dig deeper and add more salt or whatever or, you know, or something. Okay, we know you don't like Becky, but come on, you don't have to let her fire her or anything.
We had such a good time. She was like my best friend.
When Lee on the phone told me about that, I was like, I felt like my best friend died. And I was in mourning.
Yeah.
People on Facebook or whatever were making fun. They were making fun of people like, oh, my God, it's not like somebody died or anything. I'm like, and then I'm like, wait a minute. It is. It feels like
understand.
That.
They don't understand.
If
when
you've
they don't
known
watch soap,
person
they don't
14
understand.
Years of your life every day, 5 days a week or what, however, you know, 4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah, and you know what? What's making this worse, I think Rebecca and Steve had the longest episode.
And you just got to remember how
for
the you know what I mean?
For you, it must feel worse because you know
you're talking about the night of passion.
I've known them personally and professionally and hanging out with them. And, I mean, I know they meet a million people a day. They probably don't remember. But, I mean, I always send Becky a present on her birthday, Kelly, her presents on her birthday, and Laura, because we all hung out, you know, all night from, like, 11 at night till, like, 4 in the morning. We had a blast, you know.
Yeah, and then Kelly and I went to dinner. We're jealous now.
She sent me pictures of her kids for Christmas and a Christmas card. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ella looks just like her. And Emma,
she just had a baby. You know, and she comes back thinking that they're saying, oh, she's got this great story coming. That's why we're bringing her back early.
Exactly.
Okay. Why did you, okay, you know, it's like they had this planned all along, you know, or something. They just,
you know what I was thinking, though? But Becky and Steve had the most episodes under their belt on VH.
Okay,
you cannot even take
out
that Anthony Gilly. You know, they have like over 1,000 and whatever. And Steve has like, Steve and Becky are tied. Number one, well, Steve number one, Becky number three. And not even Anthony Gilly can say that, even though he's been on there since the 70s.
And I'm watching it before I called in. I was watching a Jason and Robin video with Far Away by Nickelback, and this show with his file hair, you know, and when they had the spinoff on Soapnet, there were scenes of Robin and Jason on there. And I'm like thinking, Jason, where are you? Where's the Jason that I know and love? Where's the Jason with all that emotion and yeah, it's like I'm watching a completely different character, or I was watching a completely different character. Then, my opinion, they decimated Jason's character, too.
You know?
I mean,
Steve,
they're really making these characters not likable to me anymore.
Steve,
you know? I don't know.
Can I just say, Steve was different back then, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He was young.
Steve wasn't married yet. He was young. He hadn't
become
a Christian
yet.
And he was very different back then. And it was a different kind of relationship with Robin. And I liked him better back then. I don't know. I mean, I love him. I don't get me wrong. I love him. But
No, I mean, I don't think I'd really want to see a full-blown romance with Robin and Jason. I would want to see them explore their friendship and just be there for her.
I mean, I love the scene
when
they were
she was going through this with Patrick. Where was Jason in all this? Can't they have written? You know, it's like they're forcing. They're not because he has chemistry with everybody. Jason, you know, or whatever.
What I would love seeing.
She was sunny when Patrick cheated on her.
Yeah, see, sunny, you know, I missed that, too, and it's like, I thought it was going to come back.
But that's how, you know, she became
I love the scene with Robin, Jason, and Sunny. They're going, it's right before Robin was getting
especially
ready to go
when Stone died.
They were going to Max, the Outback. They were going to the Outback, and three of them are sitting on the bench. Tracy came in and said something about Jason being in the mob. And of course, Robin's in the middle between the two guys, you know. I forget, but that was like the best scene because I loved the three of them together.
I missed them. I want them to go back and explore their relationship, but you know they don't have to put Robin and Jason together romantically.
What happened with Robin and Jason is because Robin opened her mouth and said that it was AJ's, that Michael was AJ's son.
And the thing is with Jason, it took him 10 years to forgive Robin,
know.
You know, and
well,
you
like
know,
Sonny.
And it's like,
he's just like Sonny because he's like Sonny after the accident, you know, about, you know, he holds a grudge, you know.
It took a long time to
get back together.
I mean, I'm not disrespecting the people that love Sam and Jason or anything, but Jason never, you know, that was his son, you know, and
I know
they probably wrote Sam not
they
in a very good way either back in those
well, They only had Robin tell the truth because they were breaking them up because
they didn't leave
the show. So
they
let's be honest, it's the only reason it was done. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
I kind of hated Kimberly McCullough back then for leaving, pursuing
well,
other things.
Well, she was getting, I don't think she liked the way the writing was. And she
yeah,
to
I don't
the
think
show,
so either.
So I don't really blame her for that.
Yeah.
So, but
but
it,
the thing
they,
is, what I loved a couple of months ago was that scene between Robin and Sunny. It made me laugh when she would tell him what Lisa was doing and whatever. And Sunny looked at her and goes,
like,
you want me to kill her for you? You know I will. And I just want Robin and say, get off her high horse, folks. One
and
second,
see,
yeah,
really
that's her
right there. Lisa knows that Robin is friends with Sunny and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
She knows.
I know.
And they're not... She's not afraid of that, you know?
That's
come
what,
on,
I
don't
know.
I
don't understand that at
you
all.
Almost
it's like okay, Lisa, you better watch it because the Robin has it in with the mob, so she
yeah,
can put
well,
a
yeah,
hit on
you.
And Sunny.
That'd be
Sunny,
awesome.
But then, like, the way Sunny doesn't like how
she better
blue.
Watch your back.
Well,
and y'all can disagree with me with this, but I've always felt that Jason loved Robin in a very special way, and he's never loved anybody that way since.
I, you know
well,
what,
yeah,
I agree,
I
with,
agree
you.
With you.
I agree with you, Audrey, because I'm a
that
Jason Robin fan,
love
you know.
After
I've,
an accident, so
and
yeah, I
do
agree
because
with you
that was, well, yeah, because after the accident, he didn't have, he just couldn't feel for anybody, and Robin
no,
was the first
he
person
he
opened
was.
His eyes to, you know, when he kind of like
didn't know who he was. So.
Yeah, and she was the only person that didn't
except
judge him, didn't
that.
You know,
yeah,
she taught him
who
what
who
she
was. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, I agree with you there. I really agree with you with that. And
yeah, I
that's
do too.
Why he's always going to have a special place in his heart for Robin. And
that's why they have a great connection, I think.
Yeah, and when they did the whole, when they had that the spinoff on the SoapNet, and when they were going,
yeah,
when she was when that lady had HIV and she had AIDS
oh,
and she lost the baby. Oh no, the baby was
yeah,
born,
was
but she died, and then Jason. Was in the elevator, stuck in the elevator, and he was the
with
one
her.
That with the birth or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He was in the elevator,
yeah.
and she died,
yeah.
and Jason thought that he had something to do with it, and Robin's like, no, no, it wasn't you. Don't
no,
believe
no, no.
it was ever
exactly.
you. And she was just crying there, and knowing their relationship when you know, back in the day, and
mm-hmm.
she was living, the way she was acting with him, it was like I was seeing them all over again. Because
right.
he understood how she felt, because she wanted that family. Robin wants that family, and
she's always said that she wanted that baby, wanted
yeah.
that family. And now that I just hope her and Patrick get back together.
I do too. I do. I've been watching.
Oh, I love Robin and Patrick too. But I'm just saying that there was a very special connection between Liz and
yeah, there
and
is.
And
the
only
that's
thing
why
is,
I went
and
to
my
Robin,
husband, and I just I can see the both sides of it because my husband cheated on me.
Oh,
and
really?
With a coworker, and
wow.
I got all his
oh.
shit and kicked his ass out. So, but this is a soap, so it's different.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah.
I'm glad that you can do that because I can't do that. I've been cheated on him, and I broke up with him, and I can't watch it. It doesn't entertain me in the least.
No, the next day I went down to the courthouse to file for divorce.
Yeah, I it doesn't interest me in the least. It doesn't entertain me. I don't find it. I mean, you can yes, it's just a soap opera, but for me, it brings up too many painful memories.
That's,
and I don't like anybody
too,
cheating.
And then when he used alcohol as an excuse, my ex-husband did the same thing. So that
yeah.
was like, that's not
yeah,
an excuse. I'm sorry.
And Patrick was so jealous of her of Stone. That was wasn't that kind
he
of
was
his, like
jealous
excuse?
Of a dead guy. I know.
I am like, okay, Patrick. Okay.
Get over yourself.
Patrick at that time really was pissing me off. He was getting jealous of a ghost.
Well.
You know, of her wanting
yeah,
to do this for Rock
is.
For Stone for the age.
Sorry,
Liz,
I
and
have
most
to, okay.
people.
No. So I'm gonna have to let you guys go.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I was talking to you.
12 o'clock.
You didn't realize it was midnight.
I'm like,
I haven't even gotten to go get milk yet. I have like zero milk for my coffee in the morning.
Okay. Well, nice having you come on here. Hope you come back.
I will.
Thanks.
I would love
to. Yeah,
I love
nice
talking to you guys.
Nice to get to meet you.
When I get back,
yeah.
I'll be on Twitter. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
I'll talk
yeah.
to you later, Carly. Good night.
Night. You know, whenever we say that, we sound like the Partridge Family. No, whenever
I. The family or the Waltons family, or is it the
Waltons? Yeah, the Waltons.
Night. Whoever, good night, Junior, good night. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, that was the first Jason and Sam fan that I've talked to who's actually
I know, see, yeah. And then
I would just be okay then.
You don't have to get in all out war with it. You know, everybody's going to like who they like. You could be friends. There's, you know, it's like, okay, come on, you know. Yeah.
Hey, Biz. Biz, I have a favorite.
Hey, Carly. I have an answer for you.
Can you please just deliver the pizza to Terry and I, because I was thinking of the whole stuff.
I know. I saw you, Bridget, on there, and I'm like, Bridget, I'm jealous. You're making a homemade pizza, and you're not sharing it with anybody. Okay.
No, you know.
All on Facebook here, you need to share it with the party. I'm kidding. And, you know, I'm so glad Allie created this Facebook page, because everybody is welcome. You could be a Liz and Lucky fan. You could be a no matter what couple you like. You know, it's not about that. It's about, and that's when I get new people on here. When I, like today, I welcome somebody. I go, you know, we're all nice in here. We don't have any fights. You could be like Liz and Rick or whatever. You know, it's not about that. It's about supporting Becky and everything. So, because there was somebody came in one time, like last week, they came in here. Because at that time, somebody was just adding people without really, like, having them their approval on it. So
yes.
And somebody came in there, and they were joking about it. They're like, oh, my gosh, laugh my ass off. How did I get in here or something? Oh, whatever, Liz, or something. And I got in there. I said, well, then what are you here? What are you in here for or something? You need to – if you don't want to be here, then just get out. We're here to support Becky or something. And then – you know, and then I, that's when Allie made me the administrator, one of the administrators on that, because I was like, I was the first to notice that, and, you know, and then people were like, is there any way that we could let the administrator know? And so
and
I let Allie
have
know.
And job. You guys,
took him out of there
now
and everything.
Now she has a job.
Huh?
Yeah, now she has a little job.
Wait a minute, did I really want to be? She didn't even ask me, but that's okay. She just totally put me in as administrator. But actually, it's been cool. Nobody's been really at each other's throats or anything, you know, or whatever, so which is really
not
nice.
Not at the Save Becky one. I mean, I will not go to the regular GH fan.
I only go
one.
No,
no.
I just go in there.
So rude. So. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they've been really mean in there. Somebody posted to say go on to the GH board because we're spamming our support for Becky, and I went in there.
They can do that, but I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I haven't been in there for a while, so I've been posting some stuff.
And
a lot of people, I would post things not to, like, I'm not, like, trying to create anything, but I'm just stating how I feel. I'm not, like, you know, fuck you to the DeSantis or whatever. I'm just stating how I feel, and it's not about this or that. And they get mad at it. I go, just get out of here, and I'm like, wait a minute, we're here to support Becky, and it's not about that. It's not about fan base wars or anything. It's about her, and you know.
But,
and I go, was your couple or your favorite fave, like Kelly or Sam, you'd be doing the same thing. And people were like, were liking me for that, saying things like that. So, because I'm not a mean-spirited person, and I don't
go
in there
and
I'm like, fuck you, go away or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's one thing to go on there to support